much about.
Voice command. Voice command. Voice command. Voice command. Voice command.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Why don't you drop those Dockers and give me a piece of that sweet ass?
At your age, you're going to be having a lot of urges. You're going to want to take off your clothes and touch each other. But if you do touch each other, you will get chlamydia and die.
I am a sex machine. Sex machine.
Puberty is a very important stage in your lives, and you should fully understand what it means and how it affects your body.
And now.
Yeah, that's hot. You take it. You take it now. Uh-huh. Yeah. You like that, don't you, bitch? I'm a bad boy. Yeah. Take that.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's a brand new show for a Wednesday morning.
We are going to be taking your telephone calls for Kevin and Bean's Wednesday edition of What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. We'll get to your calls in just 1 minute. We got a big show. And I had a bizarre night last night. I got the worst dog bite I've ever had in my life, for starters.
Wow.
Was it your dogs?
Yeah, this was the weirdest thing. I don't know if Tater Tot is losing it or not, but she was laying on the couch and she was looking at me and she was awake and her eyes were tracking. And I tried to get her to get off the couch to go outside. And she didn't move, so I walked over to her and I went to reach and pick her up off the couch, right? Because she's very old.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, for the first time ever, she bit me like a mofo.
I mean,
the worst dog bite I've ever had. She took a giant divot out of my wrist.
Oh, yes. Bean's dogs are rebelling.
Well, the first thing I thought is, holy S, that hurts. The second thing I thought is, we've been saying forever that animals are taking over, that they're just waiting for their moment. And maybe, you know, maybe the time is now. Maybe the signal's gone out.
Well, if the signal went out, we would know. So maybe your dog is just giving you a heads up. Like, bad things are right around the corner.
That is certainly my fear, but I mean a super serious and in a spot, by the way, that's right kind of at the base of the thumb, just above the wrist, so that every time I move any part of my hand, it hurts, and it's the kind of pain that just kind of radiates out over the whole hand.
Nice.
So that was only part one of the weird night. So I went to bed, and shortly after that, and it was hurting, and Donna said, look, I've got some Vicodin. You want me to give you some Vicodin? Now, I never take drugs.
Right.
Okay? I'm just one of those guys. I mean, thank God I've been healthy in my life. I haven't had to take very many. And I understand they do have a time and a place, and you're just dumb if you don't take them if you really need them. And this thing was just throbbing like crazy. So I said, you know what? Couldn't hurt. So I took a Vicodin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Virtually all night long, I was up with the worst creepy crawlies ever. Like, I can't stop scratching all over from taking this one stupid Vicodin pill.
Really?
I wonder if you had an allergic reaction.
Yeah, because that's not normal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have very rarely taken Vicodin in my life, but it certainly isn't the type of thing that I would have expected to have that kind of reaction to.
That's weird.
But it was just, you know what it's like when your skin is just crawling and you cannot stop it and you can't get comfortable and then you're hot and then you're cold and then it hurts. And I mean, oh my God, what a night.
You know what you do in that case? Take another one.
Tell me. I don't know that's
the
answer.
To even it out. It works.
I had no idea.
The last time I took any kind of pain medicine was a couple of years ago. I took Tramadol. And I can't remember what I had, some sort of back thing or something. And that's the drug, you know about that one, Kevin. That's the drug that's supposed to nullify nerves, I guess, that are hurting. And I got violently ill. That was when I ended up throwing up in a Denny's parking lot.
Here. Good times.
Which, by the way, lots of people have done on their way out of the restaurant. I'm one of the few who's done it on the way in.
That's the name of Bean's autobiography, throwing up in a Denny's parking lot.
It is.
Tramadol is a super, super light medication. I mean, it's not very strong. So that your violent reaction to it is odd, as is one Vicodin. You have a strange system.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Obviously, I wouldn't take it if I thought something like this would happen. But I'm learning as I go that maybe I just shouldn't take anything.
Maybe since not. You haven't your whole life, you should just stay away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take like 10 an hour, and that works for me.
Hey, and my wife is the same way, by the way. I mean, she really has to load up even to get any kind of effect from it. That's why she, you know, she had Vicodin standing by, but it was just not a good way to spend your night when your dog turns on you and then you're up all night with the creepy crawlies.
Is that the problem dog?
Mm-mm.
Not the problem dog.
Mm-mm. No. Wow. Tater Tot is the old mellow dog.
Then you have real trouble.
Well, the only thing we could think is that, you know, it looked like she was following, but she wasn't. You know, like her mind was somewhere else and she wasn't fully absorbing that somebody was coming toward her to pick her up, and it just startled her. That's the best case scenario is she was just startled, so that's why she bit, because she didn't know what was happening. The worst case scenario is, yeah, I'm going down.
Well, if your dogs all turn on you, you are going down.
I do have enough of a dogs that they would win.
Yes.
Of that many that they could kill and eat us. That's true.
They hate you. That's the answer.
Well, I hope that's not the case.
You are not a liked owner.
Wow.
Or puppy your dog is just comfortable puppy and did late. Not want to move.
Yeah, but dogs that are just comfortable don't want to move. It's weird because if a dog bites, usually it's a biting dog and you kind of know it the whole time.
But when they get old, they get arthritic. And maybe your dog was not feeling well and really didn't want to move. You know what I mean?
Possible. Yeah, that's possible.
Puppy leg.
That's your surprise. Answer to everything.
In this case.
That's why Kevin has never had a dog for more than 3 months, Lisa. Because the first time they get out of line, puppy leg.
Puppy
that's
leg.
Right. It's, but you get new dogs all the time that way. So it's all good.
You and Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
You know, I finally heard the PETA statement yesterday. You know, they came out complaining that PETA was talking about getting a pig, that Paris was talking about getting a pig. And I just assumed, you know, they were just looking for the opportunity to complain about something.
Right.
Well, I guess Paris had given a quote once that she said she had 17 dogs at that time because her dogs kept having puppies. And she didn't know what to do with it or something like that.
Oh, no.
Who could see that coming?
That so is that's hard why, to know how to stop that.
Yeah, that's why maybe they were suggesting that she wasn't but perhaps the best potential pet owner ever.
Yeah. Well, I think I, as much as I hate this, I'm with them on that one.
Me too.
All right. Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. And you call in, you get on the air, you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
They seem to have talked to dozens of callers this morning, yet I'm not seeing a lot of people making the cut to get on the air. What's up with that?
It's not worse. Our system isn't working. I know that's shocking to you.
Oh, we have phone trouble. Okay.
But I have a handwritten list, so I think we can go through it.
Great. How about a pair of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain Fright Fest? Plus, we'll throw in a pair of tickets for you to see the Moz himself, Morrissey at the Fox Theater on December the 7th or at the Gibson Amphitheater on December the 10th. Tickets for both shows go on sale Saturday at 10. If you've ever had the chance to see Morrissey before, you know what a terrific entertainer he is. Just bring roses and prepare to cry.
That's correct. Those are the two things that you have to do. All right. Let's begin with Eddie. Hi, Eddie. What'd it do?
What it do, what it do.
What's going on?
What it do?
Not much. What's up, Lisa?
Hello.
Hey, Bean, it sounds like you have rabies.
Rabies is a good, that's a good point. Maybe he should get checked out.
She doesn't have rabies. She's current on all of her shots. He didn't say she had rabies.
He said she had rabies and now you have rabies.
But I'm saying she can't give me rabies if she doesn't have rabies, and I know that she doesn't.
That's the twitch that you got. Hey, anyways, the animals are taking over, man. A 70-year-old man in one of the Carolinas was golfing and trying to retrieve his ball from the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Got bit by an alligator, and he took off his arm.
An alligator?
He was in the water. His ball was in the water, and he leaned down to get the ball out of the water, and an alligator came up and bit off his arm.
Good.
And now, how do you score that?
To show why don't play golf.
Yeah, you have to take a stroke, B.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They should give you a stroke. You should get a stroke at an odd.
Every hole that you have to play with only one arm.
If you're in the southeast of the United States, and you know there's alligators in water, and you hit your golf ball in that water, play a new ball. If you go in that water, that's just like going in a lion's cage. Like, he got what he deserved.
But do they have alligators in every random... you know, pond that's
not
on
every
a golf
random
course?
Pond, but this is 100% guarantee that because there are alligators on this golf course in this water, there are signs on this golf course that say, alligators in this water. There's no doubt that this randomly showed up in this water.
They could take those signs down and just put up a picture of this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arm is going, uh-oh.
Thank you for the call, Eddie. I think it would be weird, by the way, if they would allow alligators in a pond on a public golf course.
Me too, but...
Because that water's not very deep, first of all, and it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, think about it. It's a little self-contained lake, usually.
How would it get there?
Yeah.
We need some more research on that story. That sounds shaky. But yeah. The guy's arm apparently is missing, so there is something going on.
There's something to it.
The paper did say torn off. So, I mean, I'm with Eddie. It said ripped.
Wow! That's not what you want. All right, let's go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, what it do?
What it do?
What it do?
You know, I think people are missing the point of the health craze when they're out there and they're running on the side of the road in the dark on a narrow road early in the morning before all the drunk drivers have gone home. Doesn't seem like it leads to the opportunity for the best optimum health.
They're running in the middle of the night? That's your...
Yeah, well,
I see people running on my way into work.
Do you?
Yeah.
Before all the night crawlers have gone home. They're out there jogging. Like, look, I'm so healthy. And you just see them being taken out. And then it's like all equal between them and people like me who just sit around and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Hey, if it weren't for joggers in the middle of the night, Don Draper would not have his new girlfriend on Mad Men, okay?
Well, that's a good point, B. Once again, you back up your facts with TV shows.
See? Exactly.
So that's true.
And
super hot.
One, yeah, one go ahead. One comment about the golf. Because, yeah. You know, that was like a hole in one, right?
See what you did?
How did she do it? I apologize.
She's going to be at the Ha Ha House every Thursday for the rest of the month. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Joseph. Hi, Joseph.
What it do, nephew?
What it do,
baby boo?
Hello.
All right, so this, I'm dating this girl for 2 months, and once we talked about maybe having a threesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, here we go again. Every day at this time, yeah. It's threesome talk on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right.
Yeah, and on Sunday, she mentioned it to me. She's like, oh, you want to still do that with my best friend? So I was like, yeah, you know, sure, and I was excited about it. So last night, I show up, and she introduced me to the best friend, and the best friend's a dude.
Oh,
Well, then that's not a threesome. That's not acceptable as a threesome.
But wait a minute. You didn't know that?
I didn't bother to ask. She said the best friend. I thought it was a girl.
But you didn't know her best friend was a dude?
No.
How long have you been dating her?
A couple months. Yeah. Okay, so did you go through with it?
Nope. I turned around and ran home.
Yeah, wow. That's a mature way to handle it.
He pulled the Forrest Griffin. He just turns and runs.
Well, I don't have anything to say about whether her best friend is a boy or a girl. That doesn't really matter. But it does matter when it comes to the threesome. So that's off. So you got to start from scratch again, my friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is not technically a threesome, unfortunately. That's two dudes.
Right.
You got one
dude.
I know
how you guys think.
One dude and two girls. The baby Jesus loves that.
That's right.
But everything else is unacceptable.
Yeah, two guys and a girl, you're sleeping with Satan.
That's correct, yes. Sleeping with Satan is the name of my autobiography. I hope you pick it up. All right, let's tell you about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay. Yes.
We have a special South Park custom Xbox 360 console and game and a whole bunch of stuff. It's a big prize pack we're going to give you today. You're going to have to earn it, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you how to do that coming up a little bit later on this morning. We have a crazy listener who's here named Robbie, who's going to get a tattoo of Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
Oh.
Woo! By the way, really? This is what I love. I'm skeptical of anyone who's getting a tattoo of anyone on a radio show to begin with, but I wouldn't think the person was crazy if they were getting it of Lisa May, for instance. But the fact that he's getting it of Psycho Mike,
yeah.
That to me is what puts him over the edge as being crazy.
And Bean keeps saying, don't we have some responsibility to talk him out of it? And my answer to that is no. Let him make the mistake. Come on. We don't have to feel the regret. That's not us.
It's not our problem.
Right. So we got that going on today. We have Thanks for That Info Bean going on today.
Fantastic.
How dare you? You're just making stuff up now.
We have work hookup disasters based on the David Letterman thing.
Oh, yeah.
And why is anyone watching The Hills today? Coming up at the 6 o'clock hour.
And now, another drama-filled moment on The Hills.
Are you going to wear that hat everywhere?
Only a true man can wear a beaver skin hat to dinner.
That was a drama-filled moment on The Hills.
I
I hate to take the wind out of your topic, Kevin, but obviously that's the answer. That's why somebody would watch The Hills, I guess.
But come on, is my point. My point is come on.
Well, it's hard to argue with come on.
All right, so that's coming up this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat now.
Minutes away from right now on The Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to meet the Kevin and Bean listener who is getting a tattoo of Psycho Mike. And I've given up on trying to talk him out of it, Kevin. I'm just going to go with the flow.
Excellent.
If that's what the man wants, he's a grown-up. Yep. And who am I to stand in the way of his dreams?
That's correct.
So our favorite tattoo artist is also here, so we'll be hooking them up in just a few minutes here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. Ralph is on vacation this week, but the world keeps turning. You know, we lost Miley Cyrus a few days ago to the world of Twitter. Now, another celebrity has stepped up and said she will no longer tweet.
Becoming a landslide. We are in trouble.
It's actually great news, because if you've ever tried to follow Courtney Love on Twitter, you will give up after about an hour, because she writes about 10,000 words a minute on Twitter.
Yeah, I can't follow her when she talks. Yeah. I certainly wouldn't be able to follow her Twitter.
Yeah.
And you know, we've had stories from time to time where Ralph has brought in articles that she, I call them articles, ramblings on her blog, where she'll write about something and it's, you know, it's always 100,000 words. I mean, she cannot stop writing. And that's how she is on the Twitter, too. I have tried to follow her several different times, and after the first 60 tweets, I go, that's it, I'm out.
Is it ever about anything?
No, no. It's just it's incoherent rambling. It's a wino on Hollywood Boulevard is all it is. Wow.
And for Bean to turn someone down.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you have to be offensive on every level.
She has closed down her Twitter account. Her daughter, by the way, she and Kurt Cobain, of course, had a daughter, Frances Bean. She also is Twitterless at the time, as of right now. And she had a very public tweet, a rant, an open letter to Lindsay Lohan just last week, where she talked about Lindsay Lohan should get her act together and quit trying to get by just on being famous. So apparently they have both withdrawn from the service, so no more of them.
What are we going to do without those two and that positive presence that they have in the world?
That's an excellent point. I guess the lamest of all award shows is probably still the People's Choice Awards, but the American Music Awards are right behind them. I mean, it is...
They're trying to overtake them.
They are. It is a worthless award, and yesterday the announcement was made of this year's nominations. Paula Abdul, Snoop Dogg, and Adam Lambert from American Idol made the announcement yesterday in Beverly Hills. Taylor Swift is up for the most awards with 6, but here's why I'm particularly down on this year's ceremony. Michael Jackson nominated for 5 awards, including Album of the Year for his number ones collection.
What?
Wait a minute. For what is for his number ones?
His greatest hits album. Yeah, they nominated that for Album of the Year.
That came out this past year?
I think they put some other compilation out called Number Ones. Yeah, but the point is, he hasn't had anything new all year, right?
Wow.
Until the crappy song that just came out this week. He has done nothing but die. That doesn't make you eligible for nominations for an award.
He could win the Nobel Peace Prize.
That he could do.
Doesn't take anything for that, but wow.
Now, hearing that. I mean, that's just lame. Look, we understand that you're sad that he died and he was a big musical presence. Then have a tribute to him on the show. But don't nominate him for 5 awards and take an award away, potentially, from somebody who actually is, alive and creating music.
5?
That's bizarre.
We're going to need to know the categories of all of those, because that's ridiculous on every level.
I'll give those to you next hour. The awards, by the way, will be handed out at the Nokia Theater LA Live on Sunday, November the 22nd. We'll air live on ABC. No word on a host for this year. Our friend Jimmy Kimmel, of course, has hosted it in the past. There's a breakout star this week. I know you guys are aware of it, but we need to tip our listeners off if they're not already watching the Californication show.
That's so good.
Is that Showtime?
Showtime.
Yeah. Her name is Eva Amuri, and she is now one of the most popular women on the internet as a result of her nude scene. She's playing a stripper on the program, and she's in the class of a teacher played by our friend Dave Duchovny. And I didn't even know it until Mike told us earlier in the week that she is the daughter of actress Susan Sarandon. And by the way, there is one part of their anatomy that they very much look like relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Two parts, actually.
Yeah, two parts. The San Francisco Chronicle caught up with Oscar-winning actor Susan Sarandon and said, hey, what'd you think of your daughter on the show? And she said, well, she played a woman who, as far as I can tell, is really in charge of her life and is not a victim. So when I heard about it, it sounded to me like it would be a blast. They asked what she thought of seeing her daughter naked. She said, I have already seen it, and I think she looks beautiful. And on that, I think we can all agree. But
she's not just playing a stripper, by the way.
Yeah.
She's stripped.
She's got skills. She's got skills.
Yeah.
It is always exciting when a hot new chick comes out of nowhere with a role like that that really makes you kind of sit up and take notice. But
then you got to watch Kathleen Turner, too, on that show, which is, oh, my God.
Playing sexy, too, by
the
way.
Yeah, creepy sexy.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Turner. My name is Kathleen, and I'm a very sexy woman.
When, dudes that are, like, 18 to 21... Kathleen Turner's like Aerosmith music. I want to go play old Aerosmith music so they can understand that they used to be cool.
Right.
I want to show them like Romancing the Stone so they can know that Kathleen Turner used
she
to be
was
really
hot. And that voice was sexy.
All
but...
they know now is the wildebeest you see on California Beach.
Yeah, it's not something that you like.
And what's bad, though, is that her character is super sexual and is always coming on to people and saying, like, really dirty things as if it's a plus, it's a come on. And you just want to go, Grandma, stop.
Hey, you want me to take off my clothes?
Yes, nope. Exactly what it's like.
Nope.
One more TV note and one more movie note before we close. Everybody's talking about one of the breakout hits of the new fall season is this Modern Family on ABC, a very funny show with a very funny cast. And here's what they have coming up. Benjamin Bratt is going to be on the series in a guest role. He is going to star as Sofia Vergara's ex-husband.
Oh, that's great.
Shelley Long has also signed on. She will be playing Shelley Long, of course, famous from Cheers. Not too much since then. She has signed on to play Ed O'Neill's ex-wife on the show. So those are a couple of good actors that are going to be making appearances on that show. It's very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie news I have for you, and this is interesting. I didn't think they were going to be making any more movies about Jack Ryan. You know, the Tom Clancy books that turned into that big franchise. Hunt for Red October was one.
It was the first one, yeah.
Alec Baldwin played Jack Ryan in that one. Then Harrison Ford came along, and he was in a couple of them, Patriot Games and Clear Present Danger. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck played it in the last movie, The Sum of All Fears. Well, it looks like Chris Pine, Captain Kirk from the Star Trek movies, is going to be playing the new Jack. And I think he's a great choice.
He
for
is
that.
Good.
I can totally see that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to those. I think there's a whole bunch of those books, so there's probably a lot of movies that still can be made. Today's celebrity birthdays. How about one of the great James Bonds of all time? And you've seen him on Alias and all sorts of shows since then. Roger Moore. Former James Bond turns 82 years old today.
Wow.
Still looks fantastic. Fashion designer and reality TV star Isaac Mizrahi is 48 years old today. One of my favorite supermodels, Daniela Pestova, is 39 today. If you don't know her, you're missing out. I'll tell you that. Remember, she's awesome.
All right.
Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks is 35 today. Usher is 31. Former WWE wrestler and Dancing with the Stars contestant Stacey Keibler is 30.
Legs.
One of the hottest chicks we've ever had in on this show, by the way. Super, super nice, too. Mm-hmm. Also, rapper Akon turns 28 today, and that is the Showbiz Beat. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show with a very special day as we witness a man make a lifetime mistake. I mean, I'm really excited about Kevin and Bean listener Robbie, who, by the way, every day for like the last 6 weeks has been emailing and calling Alex going, hey, when are we going to do this? When is this going to happen? Today's the day he is here to get a Psycho Mike tattoo. So let's welcome Robbie to the studio and also our friend Chris Stencil, of course, world's greatest tattoo artist,
at least
the only one who will come in at this hour.
That's right.
From White Lotus. His tattoo in Laguna Hills. They are both joining us in the studio. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
I'm doing good.
Early.
Robbie, how did this come about?
You were one day on the radio, you guys were talking about celebrity.
Mistakes?
No, celebrity tattoos.
Tattoos of celebrities, yes.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And I listened to the podcast, and because I have a long, long drive home. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to call in and say, I want Psycho Mike on my body.
All right, let me just ask how you tied the two together. How did you go from a celebrity all the way to the other end of the spectrum to Psycho Mike? How's that what you think?
Well, I don't know. I like Psycho Mike. You know, he's really cool.
I do, too.
And he's a celebrity, you know, to me because he's on the radio and on KRock.com.
Right.
But when you're going, like Kevin said, when you're making that leap from Will Ferrell, who I think is who we were talking to that day, all the way down to Psycho Mike, you've got to go down past historical figures, past college football team mascots. I mean, there's so many stops along the way before you end up at Psycho Mike.
The cast of The First Survivor. A lot of people on that list above Mike.
Mike's pretty, you know, he's pretty high up on there. You know, I admire him. He's doing everything that I wanted to do, you know, back in the 90s when you guys first got on the radio.
Okay.
All right. I've wanted to work here. I've wanted to do exactly what he's doing. So you know, he's pretty high up there for me.
Robbie, I don't know anything about you, but I'm willing to make that switch right now. If you'd like to step into Mike's shoes, I'm fine. He can have your construction job as far as I care.
I'll let him stay there.
You'll let him stay. That's nice of you. Now, Robbie, I have to ask this question again, and I know I've already posed it to you on the telephone when we spoke with you a couple of weeks ago, but I know listeners are out there thinking, what happens when you don't listen to the show anymore, or Mike's not on the show anymore, or there is no more Kevin and Bean show, or years go by, bless you, Kevin, or years go by and nobody knows who Psycho Mike is? How are you going to deal with that with a tattoo on your body?
Well, like I said, when you guys called me the first time, I would say, don't you remember Mike? He was in the background always making those crazy noises.
Yeah. For the rest of your life.
About the other 99% of society that doesn't know we exist anywhere in the world? And you're going to have to go, well, there's this radio station, and this guy worked, it wasn't his show, but he worked on it, and then he used to make noises. You're going to have to explain the whole thing from scratch. That seems like a pain in the ass.
Oh, I'll just save it on your podcast on my iPod, and I'll just say, well, here, listen to this.
And they'll go, no.
You just hand out a flash drive to everyone who asked, right. Yeah. Now, let's talk to Chris from White Lotus. You do a lot of portraits, a lot of this sort of tattoo that you're going to be doing here today?
I do a lot of tattooing, but nothing like this. Nothing with a, you know, Psycho Mike on the old forearm here. It's
now you first
a little unusual.
You first, when we approached you with this, you said you were uneasy about doing it.
Yeah, I was a little apprehensive about
and
doing it.
And why is that?
Yeah, because I don't know. I try to think that I take my job semi serious.
So do we. We want to go test it.
Regret.
Yeah,
you didn't want to do Psycho Mike.
I didn't want to be.
You don't want that out there, living proof.
Contribute to the delinquency of this guy's bad decision.
Well, but this guy's going to make that bad decision with or without you.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great decision
to facilitate. You know,
yeah,
it's a great decision. Look,
you do kind of feel
right
like you're an accessory to a crime when you were participating in something like this, right?
Exactly. I've been working on my alibi all morning.
Wow.
Now, Chris, when we spoke with you about this decision, you agreed with us that it was poor thinking. You
right.
told us that the kinds of pictures of celebrities that most people get are the classics. They're going to get a Johnny Cash, or they're
right.
going to get an Elvis Presley,
Marilyn
or Kurt
Monroe.
Cobain, or something like
sure.
that.
Even Megan Fox got the Marilyn Monroe. You
sure,
know?
Right?
Yeah, and I got no problem with someone getting a Megan Fox tattoo. That's
right,
fine,
right?
Because Megan Fox is forever, as far as I'm concerned.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like we've got a willing victim, and then we've got someone who's willing to commit the crime, and that's
right.
Chris.
Yeah,
so how long will this take today?
Maybe an hour.
Here's what
oh,
I
that's
love.
All?
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's what I love, though, is that we had our friend Paul Lee sketch up some
hey!
Some sketches.
Yep.
He's a comic book artist, and he's a fantastic artist.
Yeah, he's great.
He drew up a couple of options for Psycho Mike. One was kind of a caricature of his head. The other has Psycho Mike in a red heart with an arrow through it. My man Robbie picked that one.
Yeah,
come on.
He's got a little banner that says Psycho Mike. It's great.
He went the gayest direction possible with the heart and the arrow through it.
Here's the funny thing, too, because the way Mike described it, he said, look, he's got tons of tattoos. It's not even going to matter, right? But you look at him. His arm is not sleeved.
No,
by
it's going to stand out.
Means.
It's going to stand out.
You guys have tattoos on both arms, but it will stand out.
Oh,
yeah,
big
for sure.
Time.
Yeah.
He showed me a picture on your left shoulder of your...
Yeah, it's my wife.
Your
on
wife?
My left shoulder.
And I said, to her, she said I was against it when he did that too. And I said, because then when you leave him, it's going to be awkward. And she said these words, and how cute is this? Oh, I'm never going to leave him. And I was thinking to myself at the time, here's a guy that's getting a tattoo of Psycho Mike's face.
But Mike will never leave him.
I guarantee you'll leave him.
That's true. I'll never leave Robbie.
That's right.
You know, because of the tattoo that you've chosen, and by the way, you'll be able to see it up at kevinb.com here later on, but because of this particular tattoo, I mean, it does look like a love letter to a boyfriend.
Sure does.
I mean, it's got a heart with an arrow and his name and a smiling Psycho Mike. I mean, most people who see this are going to assume that it's some sort of romantic relationship you're advertising.
It's a, you know, a fantasy. Let's just
I can make it reality if you like.
There you go.
All right.
Now, you want to put it on your forearm where everyone can see it, not even your top part of your arm, your shoulder, your back, someplace that's covered.
No.
Another great decision.
Just right out there in the open.
Just right out there in the open, you know?
Yeah. Wow, look
Come
at that.
On.
Robbie, I have to ask, what part of the 909 area code do you live in? I'm just guessing here.
That is the armpit of California is the 909 area code, and I live in the 909.
Well, of course you do. Chris, you might as well put a Raiders tattoo on him while you're at it. Yeah. Might as well just take care of both. Save you another trip down to the studio in a year.
Give him a NASCAR tattoo. And
sure. Exactly. You know. All right.
This whole time, I can understand why you guys would want to talk him out of it. Lisa May was disgusted. And I'm fine with that. What really bugs me is that Chris Stenzel, you would have thought you were asking him to tattoo a swastika on
Yeah, that's
guy.
True.
He's
yeah.
like, I don't know if I'm going to do that.
It's like, I'm a whore, but not
ridiculous.
That big of a whore.
I mean, I know my business is tattooing, but that's crazy.
How about Hitler? Okay.
Yeah, Hitler, fine. Psycho Mike, no.
All right, well, we are going to move you guys into the next studio, and you can begin your work, and then we'll check in with you in a little while and see how it's going.
Excellent.
But Robbie, thank you for contacting us. Thank you for coming in. We've seen Chris's work, of course, and we know you're going to be very, very happy with the tattoo. So let's get started and see how it goes, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right. This is a bad decision being made right in front of you.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
All right, so it's going to be like this. It's going to be like this. Is it going to be like this? It's going to be like this. It's on, bitch.
Yeah. That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
Oh, dear God, the hills. Look, I liked the show when I was a little kid, but Audrina's like 60 now, and it's just the thing's gone on too long. I am ready to put a bullet in my own head at this point.
Really? Just
yeah.
now?
I'm afraid the hills has finally gotten to me after all of it. What are they really in? Like season 6 or something like that now, I think?
I guess. It's hard to keep track.
It's just, it's so
bad.
It's Kevin and Bean show, by the way. Hills was last night on MTV, and it occurred to me as I was watching it that they're not even pretending anymore. They used to at least pretend that it was a reality show, that they just had cameras on these pretty popular people, and we were following their lives. Now it's so obvious that they say, you know, they get the camera set up and they go, all right, Audrina, you're going to need to make Justin jealous here by pretending to be interested in Derek. And action. And then they just let him go and let him do it. I mean, they clearly have plot points now. And there are times on the show, like that clip that you just played. That's Kristen Cavallari, who's back this season as the villain, right?
Right.
You know that they said to her, all right, you're going to this party and you're going to stir it up with all these people you haven't seen in a while and make it good. And then she just went in, and out of nowhere, she just starts screaming at them.
Yeah, let me just ask a question about that last paragraph that you just said. You just now realize that?
No, what I'm saying is it's different than the way it has been before. It's always been a little bit contrived, and they've always massaged the storyline a little bit. But now they're not good enough actors to pull it off to make you think that anything that happens is believable. It's just like the storyline that's going on right now. In fact, I think I even have a clip of this. The storyline that's going on right now with Spencer and Heidi, they just got married and they bought this house. And Spencer hates kids. That's his whole thing, right?
Right.
Okay. He doesn't want to have any kids. They're making it seem on the show that Heidi wants to have kids. They've been married like 4 weeks and she's already dying to start having kids. So conveniently, they're living next door to this family that has this little fat little Mexican kid, this little 6-year-old. Who's over at their house all the time. Now, in real life, you don't have to have the 6-year-old neighbor kid over at your house all the time to annoy Spencer, right?
If you didn't like kids, you would make sure that didn't happen.
Right.
Exactly. But you know on the show they're saying, all right, little actor playing Spencer's next-door neighbor, go over there and get in the way.
Be annoying.
Here's a little bit of Spencer on the golf course, of course, talking to his friend Charlie about what's going on at home.
Married life for Heidi means kids and right now.
No. Dude, you just got married, man. There's no point in...
I never in my right mind would have got married if I thought the second we got married it was kid time.
You should have had that chat before you got married.
When I got the house, I didn't realize a neighbor has a 1-year-old and a 6-year-old.
That might keep Heidi busy for a little bit.
Because the little kid's like so cute and funny and like 6. She's like, this is so fun. This is so fun.
Hey, Spencer, what are you doing?
Oh, my God, he's back.
Oh, there he is. Oh, what's the kid to be?
Wow.
The kid just
Chances.
Shows up on the golf course. The kid just conveniently appears out of nowhere to... To put an exclamation point on what Spencer's saying about not wanting kids?
Right at that moment?
Yes. That's what the whole show is now. It's driving me crazy because I love the hills and want to continue to love the hills, but they're making it very, very difficult for me.
Kristen Cavallari, in all the interviews before this season started, was very clear that this is scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah. She made no bones about it, and she was going to act up, but that's not really her, but she's going to make it interesting.
But doesn't that take the fun out of it, though, if it's that fake? Well, I mean, like Kevin has often said a million times, he said, who can watch the WWE anymore now that there's something better. Now that you've got UFC that's real, who cares about the WWE? That's kind of how I feel about The Hills now. Is it so unbelievably fake and scripted now that it's not fun anymore?
Yeah, now it's trying to be like a sitcom, but you've got Modern Family, which is so much better. Why would you ever watch this?
You guys don't understand. Spencer was talking about how he doesn't like that little kid, and then the little kid was right there.
What did he do, ride his bike to the golf course?
I don't know. He sure just appeared, though. I'll tell
sure
you that.
Was there at the golf course, that little kid.
Here's Kristen Cavallari. She's talking to Justin now, who you would call, of course, used to date Audrina, and they're talking about a party that they're going to for Brody's surprise birthday.
Are you coming to Brody's surprise party?
Who's setting it up?
Jade.
Oh, cute.
It's adorable. We should go together.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, so that's the transition scene, so that you know exactly what's going to happen is that Kristen is heavily invested in Justin, but he's going to treat her bad just like he treated Audrina. So what do you think the chances are he's not even going to show up at the party?
Oh,
bingo!
Yeah. Of course.
We're going to need to talk to you at 1-800-520-1067 if you're still obsessed with this show.
If you're still on board.
Because for me, it wasn't even half good at the beginning.
No, you know I mean, like, I did watch about half of last season, and I got so bored because nothing ever happened.
I was fascinated by the MTV After Show, though. The MTV After Show was so much worse than the act. Do they still do that, Bean? Than the actual Hills, where they
you know what they
sit around
they haven't
and discuss.
Been. They haven't been this season.
All right.
Because they've been following The Hills with The City now, the Whitney Port show.
Okay.
But if you still are into The Hills and can convince me to stay on, I'd like to talk to you. Or if you just have any comments about it, we want to hear from you too at 1-800-520-1067. From what I understand, it's still MTV's biggest show. So clearly they still got some fans out there. But they're losing me, guys.
Hey, now, is The City the same way? Or does it still feel, I don't know, 20% real?
I haven't watched this season of The City. Last year, it seemed okay. It seemed okay last year. But the only reason to watch that show is this Whitney is the hottest of all of the girls on all of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't watched this season. I've still got them on my DVR.
Okay.
But the Hills I am muddling through, and three episodes in now, I'm questioning my choices.
One more moment with anyone?
Yes,
sure.
Please.
And now, another drama-filled moment on The Hills.
But then again, what the hell is Justin's deal?
Justin's doing it to piss me off.
Justin's a douche.
That was
true.
A drama-filled moment on The Hills.
Pearl Jam on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 20 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Why is that song so good, by the way, huh?
I sure like it.
I get it.
Back in a big way. All right, it's Kevin and Bean Show talking about The Hills. It airs now this season Tuesday nights on MTV. Last night, a very, very touching, exciting, dramatic moment. Audrina talking to Stephanie.
So do you remember me ever talking about Derek, like one of my guy friends?
Your friend? Isn't that Justin Bobby's best friend?
Well, it's like both of our friends. I already know where this is going, Audrina.
We all know where it's going. Yeah. Clearly, you're going out with Derek to make Justin jealous. Or maybe you're not, but they're going to film it as if you are. What the F is going on with The Hills this year? All right, let's take some calls and find out if I'm alone in losing patience with this program. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Allison? She's on line two. Maybe she can help us out. Hi, Allison. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
The Hills.
I love it.
You
it's
still
my
love
favorite
it.
Show.
It's your favorite show.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, but this is the thing. I do agree with you guys on how it is a little ridiculous this season. And something that I want to know is how is Stacy and Kristen friends? When did this happen? Don't get
okay,
it.
Now, it was in the script.
Meeting.
Let me bring folks up to speed. Stacy, Kevin, you remember, was the bartender that kind of was hitting on Spencer last season, and then Heidi got all mad.
Oh,
when that fake fight broke out?
Yes.
Yes, they had a big girl fight, right? Now, all of a sudden, on last night's show, you're absolutely right, Allison, completely out of the blue with no explanation whatsoever, Kristen is living in this huge mansion on the beach in Malibu, which, by the way, is already ridiculous. Her roommate is Stacy, the bartender from last season. There's no explanation as to how they know each other, why they're living together. It's just, all right, let's move this character into this scene.
Wow.
Wow.
And
okay.
It's insane.
But Allison, you ask yourself that question, where do they meet, why are they friends? And then you come up with an answer, which is no one knows, and then you're still addicted?
I know. It's weird. I know it myself. I think I've been watching it since it's been on, and it's just kind of a habit, and I still get involved in all of their drama. But I do think that out of all the seasons, this one is getting more and more staged as it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sucks the fun out of it to me.
I'd like to suggest,
I think so too.
I would like to suggest that it can't get more staged than it already is.
Well, I will tell you.
I have a friend that Audrina's dad, my dad or my friend's dad is friends with, mm-hmm. and they said that they put Audrina on the show to be friends with all of them, and she doesn't even like them, or, you know, it's all staged. And I know it is, but it's still so addicting to watch, even though I know that they weren't even friends to begin with.
Yeah, none of us feel good about ourselves after watching, though, do we? All right, Michelle, thank you very much for the call.
Hang on.
Hey, who's this? Who's this breaking into the studio?
Spencer, you can't just come into the studio anytime you want.
Right now, I can't even put into words how angry I am.
You can't just come barging
in. I had to land my private jet in your parking lot and run right in here.
Have a private
Laura,
jet.
Laura, shut up.
Lisa.
After all we've been through.
If you don't mind, Spencer, we're taking calls from our listeners about the Hills. If you don't mind.
Well, I was on my way to Monaco, flying out of Van Nuys Airport in my private jet because I'm also a pilot myself.
You're not
a
pilot.
And I had my private jet and I'm flying. And I hear this going on your airwaves.
Well, we're just asking.
I had to land it right here and just barge in because why would you even question why people would be addicted to the Hills? It's the single greatest show on television. Over 7.6 billion people tune in every minute to every episode.
There aren't that many people in the world, Spencer.
Oh, Bobby, I'm tired of you putting me. What makes you king of statistics?
Because there aren't that many people in the world. I didn't make that up. There's no way that many people are even close to that are watching your show. Look, it's a terrible show. I understand that people like it. I still watch it, but it's horrible. That's all we're saying.
We're saying it's horrible.
You know what? I didn't do all my work as a Gandhi dancer.
What?
You were not a Gandhi dancer.
Tar roofer to come back here and build up my reputation.
Do you mind if we talk to some listeners?
Do it.
Okay. This is Richard. Hi, Richard.
How you doing?
We're good. You still watch The Hills. You still like it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm hooked, man. I think I'm the only guy out there that kind of will admit to it.
Bing!
Well, I admit to it, but I'm not proud, I'll tell you that. But what about all the things that we pointed out about how super staged it is this year? Isn't that driving you crazy?
Yeah, it is. It's totally staged. I understand that. But it's just drama. It's kind of like one of those things where it's a train wreck, and you just got to look when you're passing by.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, listen, I'm the king of that. I love bad. But this just struck me as so boring.
There shouldn't be very many things in your life where you say, it's horrible, and I'm going to continue to do it, though. That's the part that I'm disappointed in you, Richard, and I'm disappointed in me.
It's like crack. You can't get off it, no matter what you try. You got to go to rehab. You guys got to go to...
Or talking to a woman.
To the Hills
Rehab. It's terrible, but you do it anyway.
Spencer, what's wrong
Richard,
with you?
Thank you for the call. Let's try David real quick. He's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Dave, you still watching The Hills, or what's up?
I sure am. First of all, Bean, this is why you're my favorite Kevin and Bean, because you watch stupid stuff like this. You know what I mean?
He does,
yeah.
Great, I'm one of your people.
Yeah, and actually, Bean, you were wrong about them being at the golf course. They were actually in on Spencer's backyard.
Oh, that's how the kids show up.
I can understand how someone would confuse it with a golf course. It is so
Your
large
backyard looks like a golf
lush.
Course?
Yes. It mixed with,
but I mean,
but
Charlie hit a ball that they said went 470 yards, which, by the way, I find hard to believe.
Which
they're not doing that in his backyard.
Yes, we were.
They live in the hills, so the ball was just going down the hill, basically.
Caller Donnie, thank you for reminding me that we were in my backyard. It is 255 million acres here in Los Angeles County.
That's ridiculous. Nobody has that much that land.
It was in the backyard. Trust me.
David, what do you think of how staged this season is, though? Is it starting to drive you crazy, or are you still going along for the ride?
A little bit, but I've been on board. I mean, I'm 30 years old, which I think makes me like it in the butt now because I still watch The Hills.
Yep.
I believe that's true.
I've been watching it since Laguna Beach, so, you know, I can't really stop watching it now.
So, but at some point, they're going to lose you, no?
I hope so.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let me play one more highlight, if you want to call it that. Spencer, you'll recognize this. This is, again, you and Charlie talking about the kid problem that you got at home with Heidi.
What are you going to do? I'm going to get my tubes tied, like, tomorrow. Oh, my gosh, dude. Like, this is so over my head. I never thought I would have a wife wanting to have kids before she was 30. Most girls want to keep their tight little sexy bodies as long as possible.
So that's what's really going on here is you're worried that Heidi she's going to lose her Playboy figure, right?
That is the gospel right there.
If you don't mind it, I'm not a doctor, but women women have their tubes tied.
You're right.
Yes. Yes.
You have
Are you a moron?
Just women. Men have a vasectomy.
Oh, okay. I guess my PhD in phlebotomy means nothing.
You don't have that. I'm just saying
that
guys.
That doesn't apply.
And I believe phlebotomy is bloodletting in medieval
times.
Yes,
that's guys, exactly what it is.
Guys can't get their tubes tied is what I'm saying.
I think I know. I went to Harvard.
Let's squeeze in one more call. You never went to Harvard.
I sure did.
Hugo is on line one. Hi, Hugo.
Hey, how you doing, KMB?
Good.
This is the first time I ever called in. Well, I actually got through, but I can't believe you guys are talking about the Hills. These guys are, it's the worst show on TV. The guy's an idiot. His girlfriend is hot, but she's stupid as well. And you guys are so lame for talking about this on the radio.
Are we more lame, or are you more lame for calling and holding to talk about it to us?
Well, because I'm so upset, because I listen to you guys every morning, and you always have something to say about this stupid guy. And
Spencer is here, by the way. If you want to say something to Spencer, feel free to address him.
Hello, Howard. How are you, kid?
It's Hugo.
What's up, boss,
Spencer,
chief?
Spencer, go and die somewhere, please. You're an idiot.
What? Listen, you're just jealous, kid. Keep saying my name, keeping it in the front. You know what I'm saying? Because you're living out in Riverside in your one bedroom shack. Don't be jealous of me because I own half of California and I'm living large, brother. Okay?
All right, let
you know
him
what
speak,
I'm saying?
Spencer.
You haven't had half the life that I've had.
All right, let him speak.
Well, thank you so much for enlightening me about my life. I hope you will turn out to be a lot better.
It's too late, buddy, okay?
He's not a good smack talker,
Hugo. I already transitioned from being Gilda Radner's security guard.
You were never that.
To North Alaskan crab fisherman.
You've never done that
to a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Nope, that
to
hasn't
the
happened.
Inventor of
you're
the
only one that hasn't
coil.
Won the Nobel Peace Prize, but...
None of
this has happened.
Okay. Did you start the Joe's Crab Shack chain, or is that me?
That was
neither of us.
Nobody has done that.
Okay. All right, Hugo, we got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Spencer, please leave now. We're done talking about your show, okay?
You know what? I'm busy. I'm busy. I got a lot of things to do. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Okay.
But, you know, as Jim Caviezel's agent, I got a lot of
things
to do.
You're not his agent. All
right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll check back in the next room and find out how the Kevin and Bean listener getting the Psycho Mike tattoo is going in just a few minutes. There's a new episode of South Park on tonight on Comedy Central at 10. You know, South Park, I think, is in its 13th season right now. And, Kevin, I know it's your favorite show of all time.
Yep.
Still as good as it ever was, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we are giving away an unbelievable prize if you're a South Park fan or you love games. Check this out. It's a custom South Park Xbox 360 prize pack. Don't forget, you can download the new South Park Let's Go to Tower Defense Play game now, available exclusively on Xbox Live. This is a new Xbox 360, plus it's a year subscription to Xbox Live and a whole bunch of other South Park goodies. And I think we've come up with an unusual contest for us that we're going to do to help give this away.
Everybody thinks they can do impressions. Some of us tried and had the hell beaten out of us for it. And so now we realize that's not our strong suit.
Right.
But if you'd like to do an impression of a South Park character, call us at 1-800-520-1067. We have one of these grand prizes to give away, so we're going to have to pick the best one.
Okay.
So it has to be any of the main characters.
Okay.
Not Timmy, obviously, because everyone can do that.
Right.
Not who's the Kenny. Because you just, that's not it.
Right.
I love Kenny impressions,
I do too,
by the
but
way.
They are all the same. You just cover your mouth. You're doing a Kenny.
Right.
So you're looking for Eric or Kyle or
Stan.
Stan, Mr. Garrison would be okay.
Sure, Butters.
Butters is fine. Sure. Okay. So your South Park impressions, the best one wins the Xbox 360, the special South Park Custom Edition. You can call now at 1-800-520-1067. We just have time for a couple of
She was hot.
Yes.
What does she do now? What is she famous for now besides occasionally making really, really bad movies?
That's
I don't know.
Well, she was interviewed by the New York Daily News recently, and she said she doesn't appreciate being called a cougar. She said she thinks the term is simply a way to make women appear as if they're looking at men as prey and gaining something from it. Then she goes on to wonder why there's not a similar term for aging men who date younger gals, to which I reply, there is. They're called men.
Aw, Bean.
Right?
I'm with her.
By the way, to me, it seems like that if that's the case, I'm still okay with it. To me, it's not a negative thing. The guys aren't slaves.
No, but cougar,
you know what I mean?
I think cougar is a slightly derogatory term. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. Listen. I mean, it has to. We have to comment on the age of the woman by using that term. We don't do that with the guys.
We make fun of guys all the time. We just don't have a name for it. But
well,
we always say he's twice her age.
And women who don't want to be called cougars, then they should be called ugly older women once and see how that works out. You know, because essentially a cougar is a hot older woman. So being called a cougar is not
true.
All that bad when you could be the opposite, which is an ugly old woman.
That
Those
is true.
There's
two
a
choices.
Double standard.
We're giving her two choices. We're giving her ugly and cougar.
And there should be a double standard because it's a man's world, Lisa.
Oh, dear God.
Here's a couple of Playboy notes for you. You tell me how interested you are in seeing Tara Reid take it all off in Playboy.
I used to be. She used to be hot.
Yeah. She told Fox News Pop-Tart's gossip column this week that she has already shot a spread for their upcoming celebrity issue, but she's a little bit worried because of, you know, the heat she has taken in the media over the, you know, over some of her bad liposuction and the bad boob job and everything like that. Playboy, of course, is the king of airbrushing. There's almost not
great.
A human. There's not a human on Earth who looks bad in Playboy because they've got a lab that they can send your photos to and improve you.
Sure.
But apparently that is going to be coming out in the celebrity issue. I don't know anything about the Real Housewives of New York, but do we want to see Kelly Bensimon naked? Because the rumors are that she also will be appearing in that issue.
I don't know. But
I don't either.
Nelly Furtado has not ruled out posing for Playboy. She says that she has been approached several times, starting when she was 22 years old, but she said no, she did not want to do it. She says, if they're still asking when I'm 40, I'll probably say yes.
Okay.
I think I'd be all right with that. Nelly Furtado seems like she's going to be all right. She seems like she's still
going to look
good at 40, I think. So. Today's celebrity birthday is one of the great James Bonds. Actor Roger Moore is 82 years old today. Isaac Mizrahi, fashion designer and reality TV star, turns 48 today. How about Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks? Is she the fat one? She's the fat one, right? She's 35 today. The not fat one, Stacey Keibler from Dancing with the Stars in the WWE, turns 30 today. She's still unbelievable. And that is the Showbiz Beat. We have a very special prize for you today. For South Park fans, it's a custom South Park Xbox 360 prize pack. Available exclusively at Xbox Live, by the way, is the new South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play. Kevin, you're going to love this game so much.
I am.
You protect the kids in their mountain town from evil ginger kids, hippies, crab people, and many more of South Park's mortal enemies. That's how the game is played. And, of course, a new episode tonight on Comedy Central at 10. Explain the game, and then I can't wait to hear Omar's new theme song.
Well, we're just asking you to call up if you do an impression of a South Park character. And we're going to have to pick one. I mean, we're going to have to pretty much just eliminate everybody else and pick one because we only have one prize. So it has to be the best.
All right.
That we talked to. Now, all of them could be bad. We're going to have to pick one anyway. So,
okay.
Because okay.
You know how this goes. But here is the amazing good theme song.
We're going to give you an Xbox. You're going to play it all the time.
All you have to do is give us your best South Park impression.
And if you suck, we're going to hang up on the line.
Make sure you don't really suck. Make sure you don't really suck.
All right. So you asked for no Timmy, and you asked for no Kenny, right?
Yeah, those are too easy.
Okay, no Timmy, no Kenny, but anybody else of the major South Park characters is in the running. 1-800-520-1067. It is funny, and I think you're right, that everybody believes they can do Eric Cartman, one of the great TV characters of all time. So why don't we start with, let's start with Mary. She's on line 7. She can be our first attempt at an Eric Cartman, again, in the running for the South Park prize pack from Xbox 360. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
So you're going to do Eric Cartman, huh?
I sure am.
All right. Let's hear it.
Whatever. Whatever. I do what I want. It's my hot body.
Okay. You sound like, who's that annoying? Wendy Williams, the talk show host. That's what you sound more like than Eric Cartman.
No, Cartman does say those things, but.
Yeah, it's my favorite quote.
But not as a sassy black woman, he doesn't.
He does, actually.
But Mary, thank you for the call.
Hold on.
Wow. Whoops, that's the wrong button.
Let's try Garen on line 5. Hi, Garen.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Ben? It's Eric Cartman. I just want to say your show sucks balls, but I've been listening for a long, long time. And Lisa May, hi, Lisa May. I can't wait to come in and get a tattoo of your sexy face all over my nice, juicy chest. I love
okay.
You guys.
Yeah, that is very good. That is very good.
That's quite good.
his voice a little bit lower than the real Eric Cartman. He's not spot on, but we're going to certainly keep him online and see if see what else we come up with. Let's try Derek on line three. He's got a Kyle. Let's see what Derek's Kyle sounds like.
Hey, Derek.
Cartman, you're so fat. I have people look at you and say, bam!
Okay. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
For comparison, though, let's try Jeff. He's on line six. I think he's doing Mr. Garrison for us today.
All right. Jeff?
Good morning, students. Today, we're going to talk about the penis.
Okay, but okay, Dr. Phil, thank you for calling.
Let's hear your Mr. This is actually Mr. Garrison.
Come on, don't be shy.
That was nothing like that, I don't think.
But thank you for the call. Let's try Daniel. He's on line eight. Okay. He's going to do Mr. Mackey for us. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. How you doing? Okay. Hi, kids. Can I let you know? Don't do drugs. Cause it's bad. Okay.
Oh, that's no. The worst one we've done so far.
That's Mr. Mackey on helium. you did work in a MK in there.
Isn't that the little, what was the name of the little talking poop?
Towley.
Is it Towley?
No, that was...
Oh.
Mr. Hankey.
That's Hankey. Who you're doing. You're doing Mr. Hankey, not Mr. Mackey.
But he said NK, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That's confused. Mackey. You're confused and you're bad.
Unbelievably bad.
That was bad no matter who he was doing.
My mind.
No matter who he was doing, that was not good.
Let's try Vic on line two. I don't think we've had a Butters impression yet. Again, we're playing for the South Park Xbox 360 prize pack. Hi, Vic. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hamburgers. I got some apples. You got some too. You got some applesauce. Let's all get together. Oh, my, what I do now is a little bacterious. That's all.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
That's not bad.
It's not good. It's not good.
I sure am nervous.
That isn't terrible. Hold on.
Okay, stay on hold.
All right.
Let's try Bobby, line four. Bobby's going to do a Towley impression for us. Again, it seems like it ought to be easy, but not everyone can do it. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean. I'm just smoking a joint. Whoa.
It's not bad, by the way. That's not bad. Did you guys see when Towley took Oprah hostage?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was so good.
Don't forget
Whoa,
to bring a towel.
Kevin. I saw me on the tube.
Okay. Hold on.
All right, Bobby.
Although I'm not sure why.
We need to do this more often.
I know. It's funny.
These are strong.
All right. Do we have time for any more? Or do we need to vote?
If we have to vote now, I mean, it's obvious to me that
it's got to be Garrett.
It's got to be Garrett.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's got to be Garrett.
All right. Garen, congratulations.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know what to say. Thanks for still playing my Xbox all day long. Play with my boss.
Thanks for playing the game. We appreciate it.
Won't somebody get me off of this
room? 106.7, K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I feel like we have witnessed a crime, and none of us stepped in to stop it. Don't you?
Okay. No, I feel like we witnessed a crime, but we were cheering from the sideline because we don't have the negative repercussions.
We're like vigilantes or something.
Yes.
Yeah, take them down.
Here's what happened for folks who are just joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Today was the day that we fulfilled the wishes. The incredibly strange and hard to understand wishes of Kevin and Bean listener Robbie, who contacted us about wanting to get a tattoo of Psycho Mike on his body.
Yeah.
So we went to the tattoo artist to the stars, Chris Stenzel, of course, the owner of White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Hills, whitelotustattoo.net. He's our go-to guy when we need a tattoo. Even he had to be talked into it. It was such a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's true.
But he did show up bright and early today with Lister Robbie, and apparently the deed is done.
Yeah.
Woo! He's got a tattoo of Psycho Mike
on his arm.
Describe the image, because the picture's not up at kevinandbean.com. Dave just took the picture, so it'll be up in a couple minutes. But describe to folks which one you selected and what it looks like.
It's Psycho Mike. It has a banner. It has Psycho Mike in the banner. And then it has a big red heart with an arrow through it.
Now, here's the thing about Robbie. Married.
Yep.
To a woman.
For the moment.
To a woman. And has her tattoo on his left arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I told this story earlier. I said, she said, I fought against that. I didn't want that. I said, because when you leave him, it's going to be awkward. And she said, I'm never going to leave him. Now, has she seen the tattoo of you and Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's still here.
So,
You've got the two great loves of your life on your arms, basically.
It's beautiful. Wow. And by the way, Bean, I just want to explain to you the extremes that this guy goes to. He has another tattoo of a woman leaning over in a dress, and I said, you should move the Psycho Mike one down so that his head's right near her ass. And he said, in all honesty, he said, like, very seriously, but it couldn't be as big as it is.
Yeah.
That's right.
I actually said it wouldn't be as big.
Right.
You know,
that's what I just said.
And then my wife said, the bigger the better.
Wow.
Chris, how was he as a client? Was he all right, or was he squirmy?
You know, he was great. He was he sat there and took it like a man in love with another man.
Yeah. Well, the good news is you've got many tattoos in your future, Chris, down there at White Lotus. You'll never have to do another Psycho Mike tattoo. I'm fairly confident about that. We'll see.
He's got drawing power. Pull.
We'll see. What does that mean? We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, this isn't a trend that takes off all over the. Oh, I'm sure. All over our great nation.
Happen. We'll just post that. We'll post the design up, and other people.
You got to talk right into the.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to post the design that was done by our friend Paul Lee, who's a comic book artist. Paul's on the phone now. Hi, Paul.
How you do, Round Eye?
Yeah! Let me tell you something about Paul Lee. Paul Lee just found out about this, what, like yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, and you whipped something up. It seemed like in 20 minutes.
All right, that's fine, Kevin. We get it. He's Asian. We get it.
So he whipped up a couple of designs for us in like 20 minutes or something and sent them right over. It's unbelievable that something you would come up with that fast would A, look that good, and B, would now be permanently enshrined on somebody's arm.
I wish I had that kind of talent, Paul.
I wish you went with the other design with Psycho Mike as a pinup girl and a giant missile between his legs.
Oh, I forgot that one.
That one was almost beyond belief. It was kind of Dr. Strangelove, where I was riding a missile like a bucking bronco in a gay cowboy's outfit. It was unbelievable.
I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, that was
one.
Pretty good, too, wow. But he went with the heart because he's in love. Yeah,
that one came from Paul Lee's imagination, so I don't know what he's thinking of back at home.
Hey, Paul, you've drawn hundreds, maybe thousands of cartoons over the years. Is this Psycho Mike with the heart the gayest thing you've ever drawn?
Yeah, it has to be the gayest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think
all
so,
right.
too.
Well, we'll be sure to send you pictures of what the art looks like, man. But, in a way, it's such a compliment to you and your artistry that something that you drew is now on somebody's skin.
Oh, it's the coolest thing I've ever done.
Again.
Again.
Yeah, that's right. Again.
We keep calling Paul up. We go, hey, Paul, we need this.
He's
draw this. And it's always great. He does it in, like, Bean said, 30 seconds, and he sends it right over. And it makes me wish I had talent. That's all.
Oh, wow. Well.
I have to say hello to Chris Stenzel really quick from my friend Susan,
Susan Horton.
Store. She says hello. She would kill me if I didn't mention her name.
Hi, Susan Horton.
Yes.
All right. This is some good radio right here.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
You guys don't have phones?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Don't forget Susan Biondi.
Jane Biondi.
Whatever.
All right.
Put it in the file.
We have to end this, but we want to say thank you to the great Paul Lee for joining us today and for the excellent work. Thank you to Chris Stenzel, the owner of White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Hills.
Welcome. And thanks to Max Clapp for coming out and helping me out.
Max Clapp.
Very nice.
Max Clapp.
Right. Max Clapp. That's
big
a great
Max
name.
Max Clapp.
And came out here to help me out today.
And thanks to Gay Robbie and his wife.
Big Gay Robbie.
Thank you.
Nicely done. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:38.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, looking ahead toward tomorrow's program, our friend Petros Papadakis is going to be here in studio during this hour to talk all things sports. Also, there's a little bit of a controversy brewing, Kevin. You know what happens? When a dictator dies, and then everybody is racing to replace him.
Right.
You know, the loss of power creates a vacuum. Well, now that Ralph is on vacation this week, of course, Ralph is the drummer for our band Melphon that will make another appearance on the show on Monday.
On Friday.
Everybody wants to be the new drummer now. Apparently, Miss Cleo is bucking for the job. Apparently, Dave the King of Mexico, he wants to get in. So there may be some auditions happening to find out if anyone is qualified to play drums for Melphon on Friday. So that may happen tomorrow. Also, comedian and TV personality Daniel Tosh will be here tomorrow, too. So a very big Kevin and Bean show ahead 24 hours from now.
Let's not jump ahead of...
Thanks for that info, Bean!
...though, because...
Oh, we're not doing that again.
Yes, we are!
Come on!
Bean will deny that he has Asperger's syndrome, but some of the things is that I don't know how to tell if someone listening to me is getting bored. That's one of the things that is true of...
That's a huge thing for Bean.
Can't tell if somebody listening is bored.
Nope.
Okay, first of all, I don't have Asperger's. And second of all, you guys make stuff up as if I continually am bombarding you with facts that you're not interested in.
When I talk, it isn't always easy for others to get a word in edgewise. Is something true of Asperger's? You tell me if that's true with Bean.
Yeah, that works.
People often tell me that I go on and on about the same things.
That's Bean.
Here's what most people with Asperger's don't have. They don't have coworkers that say, we're not interested, to guide you, right? Most people are nice about it
people
because they
polite.
Don't.
People are polite. We're not polite.
We're not because we're being forced to stand up and say, stop it. Because while we're playing commercials and records, Bean will read from the paper, just random thoughts come off the top of his head. And most of the time, there's not a conversation going on about that. And it just, half the time, there's nothing else to be said. I like being from Maryland. You know, stuff like that. You go, all right, well, what are we supposed to do with that exactly? So I write stuff down. Psycho Mike, you can back me on this because Bean's lying. I write stuff down verbatim.
When yeah, you totally do.
When he says it, I write it.
I've seen you do it 100 times.
Type it into the computer. I also write the response of anyone in the room because the rule is, and the rule is broken quite often, that you do not engage Bean when he's giving us that, when he's thanks for that info, Bean, or Bean barfs his brain, as it's also called. Lisa is an offender. Psycho Mike is an offender as well.
Look, it's like training your dog. You're supposed to be consistent, but right. I never am, and I can't do it here either.
So here are the things that I've written down, well, really only in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This is...
Thanks for that info, Bean!
Bean has a wide variety of musical tastes.
Yes, he does. Everything.
I think if it's on a CD, he likes it.
Yeah.
I used to think he has way better musical taste than I do, and I still don't think my taste is good, but his is bad.
It's undiscriminating.
It's undiscriminating. Yes.
Yes.
Any person that sings on a CD, Bean loves.
He likes polka music.
He does. There's no type of music he doesn't like. Guys, what about Donnie and Marie coming out with a new album?
Hey, now that's big news for those of us in the Osmond fan club. It's been more than 30 years since they put a record out.
How can you think that one single person in this room gives a crap about that?
I went to see the Donny and Marie stage show in Las Vegas this year.
And
it was great.
This always happens as well, and I would like to just nip this in the bud right away. And that is that Bean, when we read these things, thinks that we want more information about that topic. So he'll expound on it.
Yes.
That's not what we want. What we're saying is don't say these things.
I see. So less information on these topics, so not more.
He starts with, guys, what about Donnie Marie coming out? Psycho Mike shouts, shut the F up.
Very appropriate.
And Bean responds to that with, it's going to be great.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Charles Gibson is stepping down as news anchor for ABC.
Okay, there's only three.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Don't need more. Don't need more.
Broadcast television network anchors. It's a big deal when somebody steps away from that job.
Less, not more. Less.
That was noteworthy. I understand
about it. Thanks for that info, Bean.
I just picked up the Beatles mono box set yesterday. No one in the
room.
Very
relevant. Very timely.
No one in the room said anything. And then Bean said, it's awesome.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Sometimes Bean directs his conversation to Mike so that Mike doesn't have any choice but to answer.
Right.
Because he's kind of a, you know, he's...
He tries to be nice.
Mike, do you have a Hello Kitty email address or is that just me?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
I wish he was kidding.
Bean9 at HelloKitty.com if anyone cares to get in touch with
me. Oh, man.
Don't need more, need less. Less of that. I love the moon, he says.
Okay, now,
do not need more.
I love
don't
the moon.
Don't care why, don't care why.
And
don't
the moon
care
was,
why,
was under
don't
attack
care
last
why.
Week. I just
don't
felt like
why.
When the United States government was
why.
Bombing the, boom, the moon,
why.
I felt
don't
like somebody
care
needed
why.
To
don't
defend
care
it.
Why.
Bean, seriously? No one cares. No one cares.
Okay.
Just out of the blue. I love the moon. So Mike shouts, you're an a-hole! And then he follows it up with a question, which kind of defeats the purpose of shouting, you're an a-hole. In what way? And then Bean follows that up with, it's just neat.
The moon
thanks
got
for that info, Bean.
You must admit
thanks
the moon
for that
is
info, Bean.
The moon's neat.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Don't need more, need less. Steve Dahl is an old radio DJ from Chicago from way back in the day.
Okay.
Bean is obsessed with him. So these two happened in you know, very close succession. On one day, he said, I'm so excited Steve Dahl is podcasting again. And then no one in the room said anything. And it was, you know, about 30 seconds. And then Bean goes, he's my hero. Now, that's odd to me because most of us, if you're in a room with people and they don't respond, you go, okay, well, no one was interested in that, so I'm not going to follow it up.
Right.
He's my hero. And then actually, it was the next day. It wasn't the same day. The next day, I was so excited to hear Steve Doe's podcast. And then, and then no one said anything. Don't need more, need less. Don't need more. Don't need more. Do not need more. No one said anything. So then he continued. He started doing it again yesterday. No one said anything. He's getting paid not to work for another 2 years. No one said anything.
Oh, we're so good. I'm so proud of me.
I need that deal.
That is a pretty sweet deal.
That whole conversation happened by himself.
And he was fine with that.
And he has no problem with the fact that no one is speaking and joining in the conversation. It's just, it's a monologue is what it is.
Oh, Bean.
But this is what I always say when you bring this lame bit out. I always say, look, it's not uncommon for colleagues, people who work together side by side, day in, day out, that have a friendly relationship. It's not uncommon for them to share observations about things that are going on with their lives or talk about their interests.
But most, talk about whose interests? Yours or everyone's?
Whoever. Anyone. Interest. Anyone.
No, just yours. Only yours. You don't talk about our interests. Only your interests. You talk about loving the moon. You talk about Steve Dahl's podcast, which you heard. You went on for a half an hour by yourself without anyone else talking. You don't even need
Bean,
anyone in the
period.
Room.
Period. Bean. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Bean.
Come on.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
I love the moon. It's just nice. It's just neat. Been could have been watching, you would ever know. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:56.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, I missed some of the lyrics in that song. Could you translate for me, Kevin? I didn't quite
would've
pick
been
up.
Would have been a butter man, and then and never know. That's all I get.
Ralph is on vacation this week. We continue to keep you posted with the Showbiz Beat. By the way, speaking of new music, apparently the Twilight soundtrack, Twilight Saga New Moon, has leaked. Apparently it is all over the internet. So you've probably already heard it. But if you care, they have moved up the release date from next Tuesday to this Friday. So it is going to be available legally for purchase starting Friday. That includes that Death Cab for Cutie song that we've been playing. The Killers have a song on the soundtrack. Tom York from Radiohead. Actually, it's pretty, you know, this, I don't know anything about the books or the movies. I've never seen any of these, but I will tell you that this chick who writes them, she's got super good musical taste.
Yeah.
You know, she talks about how she's inspired by Muse and everything, mm-hmm. but yeah, that's going to be out on Friday if you want to check it out. Speaking of music, how about those American Music Award nominations yesterday? Woo, go Michael Jackson Artist of the Year.
This is unbelievable.
No.
Look, I understand what a huge influence he was on the recording industry. He was one of the biggest artists ever. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Artist of the year for last year?
Bean made the exact right point. Just do a tribute.
Right, do a tribute to...
How is he Artist of the Year?
He's nominated for 5 awards.
What are all the awards, Bean? Do you have them?
I do. A couple of them are in the soul and R&B category, but the big one, of course, is Artist of the Year. He is also nominated for the Pop Rock Favorite Album, which is a pretty major category. I mean, he's up against Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift for Favorite Album. And that is for his number ones album, which, yeah, it's going to be a great album if it's all your hits from the 80s, of course. But what are you doing for me here in the 21st century, Michael?
Who wins an award for an album of greatest hits?
A guy that dies.
a guy that dies?
Who is he up, explanation? Who's he up against in the Artist of the Year? Because that has to be a slap in the face for all of those artists that are actually doing things.
Well, Eminem, who, by the way, you could argue did not have a terrific 2009 as well. Lady Gaga, which makes sense.
Sure.
Taylor Swift makes sense. Kings of Leon makes sense. Mm. Michael Jackson is certainly the odd man out. And by the way, the only one of those 5 who's in the ground.
Well, there is that. Yeah, I think that's why he's being nominated, though.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the only reason. So it's ridiculous. It's embarrassing is what it is. I mean, as I said earlier today, the American Music Awards, next to the People's Choice Awards, is the lamest award ever, and this is not going to help them, that's for sure, if they're doing nonsense like this.
Jessica Simpson may have made a big mistake when she went to Twitter about her dog, Daisy. Remember, she said, I lost my dog, Daisy. Mm-hmm. I need to, I think a coyote ran off with it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still looking.
Mm-hmm.
MSNBC says that her phone has been ringing off the hook with false information about her
dog. People calling in and saying, we got your dog.
Yes. just to be dicks about it.
Because they heard on the news that it's Jessica Simpson, right?
Right, right. So they call and go, oh, yeah, I saw a dog. It's over here. That's where it is. That's not true.
That's awesome. Here's an interesting interview about one of the most curious couplings of the year. The woman that Lamar Odom was with, the Los Angeles Laker Lamar Odom, who, as you know, just married Khloe Kardashian after dating for a month. The woman that he was with for 7 or 8 years before he abandoned her and married into the Kardashian clan, did an interview with Star Magazine where she said, yeah, Lamar was a serial cheater. Cheated on me all the time, and I don't have any doubt that he is going to be cheating on Khloe as well.
Wow.
Now, better take that with the greatest... Yeah, take that with a grain of salt, because this is the woman who obviously wanted to marry Lamar. Mike, didn't they have kids together, too?
Unmarried, had a couple kids together and have been together for, like, you know, 8 years. And so is he a serial cheater or a unmarried NBA player? I mean, it depends on how you look at it.
I guess. But I don't know if it's going to bode well for Khloe or not. But it's interesting that he apparently loves Armenian girls, too, by the way, because Laura Manoukian was the girl before Khloe Kardashian.
Glendale.
So I don't know how many times he's refinanced, but he certainly got it in. Not a deal there.
He's got like 50 pagers.
In case you are wondering, by the way, how it worked out for John and Kate in court this week, remember she was all up in arms, understandably, by the way, that he had removed over $200,000 from their joint account that he wasn't supposed to be able to touch unless they both signed off
they
on it.
They had an account for joints?
No. Joint account meaning they each had to get permission from the other to remove money from it. Well, the judge ruled that, first of all, that a mediator needs to do the final decision, declaration on how it's going to be breaking down. But that it was likely that John is going to have to give back $180,000 of the $200,000 that he took out.
He gets to keep 20?
Yeah, I saw one of Kate's people, and whoever knows what to believe with this couple. They're unbelievable. But I saw one of Kate's people that says, Kate is shopping at Target for the kids, and he's out buying Lamborghinis. Oh, it's just not fair.
My God.
But, yeah, so that
guilty
happened.
Guilty!
That's all I'm saying.
Has anyone taking a look at the trailer for the Shauna Sand video, the sex video that's going to be coming out on Vivid?
We saw a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Shauna Sand is, how do you describe her? She's been in Playboy. She's got big fake lips and big fake boobs. She was once married to Lorenzo Lamas, and she is basically her career now is showing up at, restaurant openings so that TMZ can tape her on the red carpet. I mean, that's essentially all she does and all she's famous for now. So she feigned surprise and shock that this sex tape got out, and she said she's doing everything she can to make sure that it doesn't get sold.
But remember how weird it was? She didn't say she was fighting it. She said she's going to contact her lawyer, or she's trying to contact her lawyer. Like,
Yeah.
She didn't even make that step yet.
Right.
Yeah, it seemed a little bit sketchy, and Vivid is an extremely reliable company that doesn't really release stuff that they're not allowed to release. Well, if you've seen the trailer for the sex video, it so clearly was shot professionally. It's perfectly lit. She's wearing full makeup.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like... This is her way of getting into porn while still being able to say, I'm not in porn and I'm a victim. That's clearly what's going on here.
She's also playing right to the camera only.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not even like she was with the guy. No. She was totally looking at the camera for that point of view type thing.
But she has some fame, so I guess it's possible that people will be interested in seeing it. And there are guys out there who like enormous fake boobs. So I'm sure somebody will buy it. Lorenzo Lamas, by the way, coincidentally at the same time, is getting ready to debut a new reality show. He has 4 ex-wives and 7 kids, by the way. But he has a new show debuting this Sunday night on E! Entertainment Television called Leave It to Lamas.
Really?
How do you choose him to do a reality TV show about at this point?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would not watch that for $1 million. It's a terrible idea. And the celebrity birthdays.
Do them.
All right.
Anyone. Did we lose
How about, how about former James Bond Roger Moore? Oh, I hear Sean Connery's on vacation this week. It's such a shame we're not going to be able to contact him to find out how he feels about a former James Bond turning 82 years old today. Reality TV star and fashion designer Isaac Mizrahi turns 48 today. How about Thomas Dolby? I understand that he blinded me with science.
He is 51 years old today. Usher turns 31. Natalie Maines, she's the fat one from the Dixie Chick. She is 35. Stacey Keibler from Dancing with the Stars and WWE wrestler is 30 today. And Floyd Landis, do you know the name? He was briefly famous when he won the Tour de France in 2006 when Lance Armstrong decided not to race that year. And then after he won, he was instantly disqualified for doping. Yep. So that's Floyd Landis, a footnote in American sports history. That is the Showbiz Beat.
So it's raining, and this reminds me of our assistant producer, Dave the King of Mexico, who does not use his windshield wipers. And that's odd to me.
That's insane.
It's not insane.
It's way past odd. That's insane.
I could not use them enough this morning
getting to work.
It's not only insane, it's illegal and dangerous.
Is it illegal?
Illegal how?
It's illegal to not use your windshield
wipers.
How
are they going
to
know you're not using them?
Because they're not on?
Because you can see them.
Because you can see them.
Your front windshield?
That's not illegal.
Yeah.
I bet it is illegal.
Yeah, it's a safety device. It's illegal to drive with your lights off at night, too, for the same reason. It's a safety device. Yeah, you absolutely could get a ticket for that.
I wonder if anybody's ever gotten a ticket for not using their windshield wipers.
I guarantee no one has.
You know why? Because they use them.
Nope. I bet you I'm not the only one.
Do you turn your lights off, too, at night, Dave? Huh? Crazy renegade?
But you need the windshield wipers to see.
No, you don't. The rain just splatters right off your windshield, and you're good to go. You're good to drive.
Why does every car have windshield wipers if we don't need them? Is it just a big conspiracy?
It's the man keeping us down. Extra parts.
Man.
What did they do back in the 20s before they had windshield wipers?
They didn't have windshields.
You know what they did? You know what they did? They said, hey, wait, we need to invent something to keep the water off our glass so that we can see.
Useless. Yes.
Useless.
Dave,
yes.
This doesn't make any sense. This sounds exactly like the type of thing that somebody would say just as a, hey, look at me. Because clearly you
can't believe what you're seeing.
Because there's no other possible explanation, because there's no way you would say this thinking it's true that you can't see better with windshield wipers on when it's raining.
Is there ever a time when you use them?
During the daytime a little bit, but I mean, in a heavy downpour, yes, of course, you have to use them. That's it. But like when it's a day like today, when it's raining, it's dark, don't need them. Unnecessary. They actually get in my way when you see the windshield wipers going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That gets in my way,
maybe,
not the rain.
Dave.
No! No!
Is easily hypnotized.
It could be.
Maybe that's the problem.
He does fall asleep in a moment's notice.
Yeah, it probably knocks him out.
Maybe it's too regular, and he goes, oh, I'm losing control. Let's talk to TJ, who's on the line.
TJ. Is TJ bad also?
Which one's that?
TJ says, I never use them. They are annoying.
Thank you!
Just go fast.
Dave, I totally have your back on this, man.
Word, TJ.
Annoying, in the way, and you know what? If you go fast enough, the water just flies off your window anyways.
TJ.
Oh, exactly. Good for you.
TJ,
and how was it?
Have you seen the freeways? You can't go fast. It's like 30 miles an hour right now.
Was going 80 this morning.
You can't see it anyways. You're a girl.
Good point. Yeah. Hard to argue with that. Wow. Hard to argue with that. All right. Let me ask this question. Lightning, who works on KevinAndBean.com, just instant messaged me that he uses Rain-X on his windshield, which makes the water bead up and fall off in a way that he says he rarely has to use his windshield
wipers.
See,
that's different in that he's doing something to help him not use them. Dave just says, I don't want them because they're in the way.
That's why I'm asking. I didn't know if Dave has specially treated his windshield so that it's magic
but
and TV's water doesn't stick to
when
it.
When you're driving fast, you're driving about 70, 80, the water just flies off and you don't even need the windshield wipers.
All right,
really,
Dave.
At that point, you're just making a mess.
Tell me what you think. First of all, I'm once again, you've convinced me that it's time to check your immigration status because you're very annoying to me right now. But second of all, what do you think of the rest of the world, the other millions of people that you see on the freeway every day that are using their windshield wipers? Are they stupid?
No.
They're stupid.
Really, they're just doing it because they're told to do it. That's way.
Everyone who drives, when
it says, you know, in driver's ed, when you're learning how to drive, it's raining, you must use your windshield wipers. You don't need them. Try it. Just try it. I mean,
I'd suggest don't try it because things are bad enough right now if you're on the road.
Look, if it's a heavy downpour, of course you're going to need them because your windows are going to fog up and you're going to get a bunch of water. Or if, you know, the water comes over from the other side of the freeways, sure. But other than that, you don't really need them.
What about the fact that it's the law to use your windshield wipers when it's raining.
Oh, like
what
Dave cares about the law.
Yeah, and it's also the law that you can't talk on your cell phone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and we've been doing that for years.
But yet you can eat. So
and you have to be here legally.
Yeah, I mean, like, every once in a while, Dave does this with different things where he just takes a stand on something. And regardless of ample and conclusive proof to the otherwise, Dave just sticks by it.
Is it taking a stance just to take a stance?
I don't know what it is because I don't think it's, hey, look at me with Dave. It's you something
don't.
I think he has brain farts every once in a while. And it could be music. It could be his neck beard or a haircut or fingerless gloves or windshield wipers.
Any
and no matter if people of different creeds, shapes, sexes, colors, all telling him completely the opposite is true.
Doesn't matter.
He doesn't care. He just doesn't care.
Look, I'm saying this is what works for me. That's all I'm saying. You guys are the ones that are coming at me.
I'm saying so you're probably a bad driver as well.
No, I'm an awesome driver.
And that's not good. Let's go to Jose and find out what he says. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how's it going?
You understand what Dave's saying?
Yeah, I'm driving right now, and I don't have them on. You can see right through the water, kind of like looking through a fence. Your eyes adjust to it. And when you have the windshield wipers on, it's distracting because sometimes there's water, now there's not water. There's water, now there's not water. And when they're just on,
I'm sorry. Just seeing right that's distracting. But the water constantly hitting your windshield is not distracting.
No, because your eyes adjust, or you don't even notice it anymore.
So make up your mind one way or the other. Either no water or continuous.
That is crazy. At last Christmas, my windshield wiper broke. It, like, flew off the side of my car, and I had to drive all the way to Claremont, and it was pouring rain, and I could not. It was so hard to concentrate through the water to the road.
That's pouring rain.
Because you're not used to it.
If it's a steady downpour, of course you're going to need them, Lisa. But, like, on days like today, you do not need them. Or at least I don't need them.
Let's talk to Mark, who can tell us about the law. Hey, Mark.
Oh, good.
Hey,
good.
Mark. What's up?
No, you're Mark. We're Kevin and Bean.
Right.
All right. So,
yes, you know, I think what Dave's trying to say is that, you know, in days like today, you really don't need them. And I think the law is more geared towards the safety aspect of driving. I mean, if you feel that you can drive safely and see through the windshield safely, then do so. I mean, windshield wipers.
So he won't automatically get pulled over for that. Only if it looks like it's a hazard.
No one's going to pull you over because some cop sees you with, you know, your windshield wiper.
Well, it's probably not a primary offense. It's like a seatbelt thing. You rarely get pulled over for not having a seatbelt on. They usually just tack it on, as they will for Dave when he is involved in an accident that kills 30 people. They're going to add on to reckless driving. Hey, didn't have your windshield wipers on.
And texting and everything else that
right,
he does.
Right.
Thank you, Mark.
We lost Mark. I wanted to know what his advice was as a deputy, though. Whether you ought to use, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me that you can see better with your windshield wipers off than you can when they're on when it's raining. That does not track with me.
Yes, Mike.
My Mexican intuition just started buzzing.
Yes.
Dave, did you ever or currently drive a car that had malfunctioning windshield wipers and then you just got used to it?
Nope. Always had windshield wipers at work.
Because I could see.
Because you could see getting used to it.
Yeah, it, like, you know, and, with his duct taped, you know, hood sure. and everything else. No, like, maybe
and,
that was
know,
one of the
I
flaws.
I even change them when they're bad and, you know, in the steady downpour, if I realize, you know, I'm going to need them. If they're low, then I'll change them.
All right.
If someone gives me a recommendation,
let's take
low,
one
I'll
more.
Change them.
Let's talk to Hector. He also has Mexican intuition, and maybe he can put a put an exclamation point on this conversation. He's on line four. Hi, Hector. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're giving you the last word.
I don't use my windshield wipers either. They waste too much gasoline.
they waste too much gasoline.
Yeah, Dave knows. He's Mexican. He knows. They waste too much gasoline. Okay. We always have stuff in our trucks in the back.
Right.
And that's enough gasoline. Yeah, like right now, I'm driving my truck. I'm not even using my windshield wipers.
Okay. All right. Because you want to save gas.
Yeah, exactly. Dave knows. He's Mexican.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, emails coming in. A lot of people really want to punch Dave King of Mexico in the face, as if California drivers aren't bad enough. Now Dave's out there encouraging people not to use their windshield wipers. People are not pleased with the King today. I got to be honest about that.
You're right.
All right.
I'll punch him for you. Don't worry.
That's good.
I'll be the hands of our audience, and I'll slap him down.
Let's turn our attention to a topic that has been in the news quite a bit lately. It is extremely commonplace. I don't know what the statistics are. Extremely common for people to date other people at work. Let's face it, you spend most of your time at work, and that's where you're most likely to meet somebody, right? But it's been in the news a lot lately because of David Letterman. We all remember his famous confession from about a week ago.
Now, of course, we get to what was it? What was all the creepy stuff that he was going to put into the screenplay and the movie? And the creepy stuff was that I have had sex with women who work for me on this show. Now, my response to that is, yes, I have.
Right on. Right on.
Didn't you expect him for just a beat to go, I haven't, and I'm going to deny it? And I think that's why everybody sort of laughed, because you just expected him to say no.
It's interesting, by the way. Every company is different, but I guess CBS doesn't have a policy about dating coworkers. I mean, you look at Les Moonves, who's the president of the television network. You know, he very famously is dating, what's-her-face, the chick from Big Brother, right?
I think he married her.
I think they end up getting married. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Julie Chen, so right. They really can't say much of anything, can they?
Yeah, they can't really go to Dave. I mean, as long as it's not harassment, as long as it's not sexual harassment, as long as it's consensual adult sex, they can't really say much about it. But most people will tell you, even though it's extremely common to have the workplace romance, most people will say, go ahead and stay away from that. Go ahead and not do that, because there's a lot of trouble.
It can complicate things quickly. That's the problem. Things can go south really quickly.
It is difficult, but that's where you meet people, especially the number of hours people work nowadays. It's almost, it's a ridiculous policy in a way, because people just aren't going to follow it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But you're right. You get in big trouble.
You get in big trouble.
A lot.
And or you cause a lot of problems.
And your life is miserable.
It's not good. Yeah. It doesn't usually work out.
Hey, you know I get all of my personal experiences from things I see on TV, right?
Sure.
You know that.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually ever leave my house, right? But I mean, just 2 weeks ago on the House TV show that we all love so much, Foreman became 13, his girlfriend's boss, and fired her because he didn't think it would be good for the relationship for them to have a boss-employee relationship at work. So he fired her, which is pretty much a dick move. But that's exactly the kind of trouble we're talking about, is that, you know, if you've got some sort of inequality in the workplace, how does that then translate to what's going on outside of the office?
It's not just inappropriate because, like you said, it could make the drama and the relationship come to the workplace. But when you're dealing with different levels of power.
Yeah, that's the problem.
At the workplace, that's because it becomes, for instance, in a radio environment, everybody's competing to try to get ahead or maybe get on the air. And if you have one guy or girl who is on the air or in a management position that starts, you know, banging a phone op, and all of a sudden that one makes it onto the air, you know, it's going to cause chaos at a station. The same has to go for every other type of workplace, you know?
For example, if Psycho Mike stopped sleeping with me now, he wouldn't be here anymore, right?
Exactly.
I've got him where I want him. He's got to keep putting out, and that's it.
But we've covered our ass by being open about that from
that's
the beginning.
Correct. That is true.
Right. He's your boy, Troy. We all know that. All right. We're going to take your telephone calls on workplace relationships. Are we looking for stories of workplace relationships gone wrong?
Oh,
is that what we want?
Oh, okay. I think those are much funnier, yeah.
It can't be a happy ending.
No.
Well, it can't be a happy ending, but then it has to have gone wrong later. Here's exactly the type of story that we're looking for, and this comes via email from Kevin and Bean listener Rachel. I may be the expert on workplace hookups and relationships. I've had two bad experiences. I'll just read one of them here. I was working for a coffee shop, and I started making out with another employee. We ended up dating for a few weeks. Sure enough, next thing you know, we're having sex on the steps of Burbank High School. Way to go, Rachel, by the way. She's a goer. Well, after that, he left the company, but he told a shift supervisor, who then started to sexually harass me for the rest of the time that I was working.
Because the supervisor thought, oh, she's easy?
Yes. Oh, how you hooked up with him? Why aren't you hooking up with me?
Right. She's a goer.
So the problem was she chose somebody at work, and then that ended up indirectly affecting her job down the road. So that's exactly what we're looking for, is your bad stories of workplace hookups. We want to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. A quick break, then we'll come back with your calls on the Kevin and Bean. We're talking about workplace romances. Most people consider it a bad idea, although there are plenty of examples where it has worked out. Kevin, I believe you had a workplace romance that has blossomed into a marriage that has lasted a long time.
I did, but you know what? It was kind of we knew that we couldn't work well together,
mm-hmm.
So she went someplace else, and
you
that's
were
how we dealt with it
in different departments.
Yeah, we were
though.
We were in different departments, but
which helps,
right? But a lot of times
I
it goes
sleep with all the interns,
right? So. Well, that's how they get hired, right? And Beer Mug, by the way, was your favorite, if I recall.
That's true.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Stephanie. This is exactly the kind of story we were looking for. She's on line 8 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stephanie, thanks for holding. Mom, tell us what happened.
Okay, I was part of a sales team. We traveled around the country, and I ended up hooking up with one of the members of our sales team. I knew he had a girlfriend. He knew he had a girlfriend, but whatever, we were out of town, right? So we get back home, and his girlfriend ends up finding out, and he worked remotely from home sometimes. She broke into his computer and sent a company-wide email out saying what a slut I was and how You know, we used company resources and time to hook up.
Oh,
and
man.
It was not good.
Wow.
Were there repercussions?
You know, they tried to back me up for a little bit, but it was kind of like I was, you know, no longer traveling on the sales team.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. Really? Wow.
And sales went down, I'd like to suggest.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's move up to line one, please. We've got Devin on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Devin, thanks for calling. What happened?
Okay, so I work with a lot of, well, it's like it's a call center.
A call center, okay.
Like older people and a group, like a younger crew.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like all the younger crew kind of like dates each other, I guess. Well, when I got hired, the guy that I was seeing for about maybe like 5 to 6 months.
Right.
And I didn't know, like, when I first got hired there that he had boned, like, 12 other people before me.
He had been sleeping with 12 other people at that company?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, so I found out after the fact that, like, none of the girls that I work with told me. It was, like, all the guys that I later found out, like, so he'd done all these, like, dirty things. And I'm pretty sure he had sex with a pregnant girl that I work with, too.
Oh, good. Good.
Wow.
Excellent.
Breaks in all the women.
It was like this grossest feeling ever. And then my sister kind of started dating someone I work with, and now it's a bit awkward since they've broken up.
Yeah. Dude, wow. I need a job at a call center. I had no idea that was going on.
It's like a cesspool of like gross dating.
A job where people are bored.
Why
really,
wouldn't
exactly.
any of the women tell you, though? That is just...
Well, I think it was kind of like everyone already knew like that he was a dirty bird, but...
Right,
I
but
like,
you didn't.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't know like all this stuff had happened before I got hired there.
Oh,
but
good times. Good times.
That's
fantastic. Thank you for the call. By the way, this is really interesting. Most call topics that we do on the Kevin and Bean Show, you get 50-50, men and women calling in. This one is predominantly all women who are telling us that dating with coworkers is a bad idea. Not hearing too much for the guys who are bagging 13 girls at their job, I'll tell you that.
Well,
they're keeping pretty quiet about it being a bad idea, aren't they?
No problem for him.
It's not a bad idea for him.
Let's try Karen. Speaking of women, she's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Karen, thanks a lot for calling in. What happened?
I was working with a coworker and married at the time, and we did traveling too, ended up hooking up, and then the boss was getting suspicious, so to cover up the fact that we were hooking up, he thought it was a good idea to start telling the boss that I was doing a terrible job, and why is she working for the company, and I almost got fired because of it.
No, so he tried to get rid of you.
Well, not really. He thought he would just sort of say, oh, she's really not doing a great job, so that it wouldn't look like we were having an affair.
Man.
But then it actually almost did get me fired. So.
Oh, wow.
So you were having an affair with a stupid man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right. Thank you, Karen, for the call.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins. This is Kevin and Bean listener Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Out in Provo, Utah. I'm an HR manager for a company here in Utah. I have a husband and wife working for us. Turns out the husband was sleeping with another employee, not his wife, and was bragging about it with other employees on instant message. Well, when his wife found out, she came in and beat the crap out of him right there in the office.
Wow.
It was the greatest workday ever. P.S. They are still together.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
All right. Let's go to Monica. Hi, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hookups at work.
I was dating this guy for a little bit. I was a manager, and I hired them both, a guy and a girl, as my seasonal workers for the holiday season because we get really busy in retail.
Right.
Turns out that he was talking to me and talking to her at the same time. This kid was only 18. I should have known better. I was like 22 at the time or 20, and I was just like, okay, whatever. And because I found out that he was two-timing me and this other chick, I just fired them both. And I was like, peace out.
Wow. Really? So you were sleeping with him, and you fired him for sleeping with your other coworker?
Well, I didn't sleep with him. I think he slept with her. I really don't know the details of that relationship. I didn't sleep with him at all. I was just out having fun getting the attention, and I just didn't want to be around anybody like that, and I didn't want to deal with it. So I
Wow. How about that?
And then just peace out. I like that.
Yeah, why
that's
not?
Right. Good times.
Yeah, you're the best.
By the way, I'm going to give you a name of another workplace romance gone badly, and it is William Jefferson Clinton. While we're on the topic of maybe stay away from the the ink in the company pot or whatever, however that expression goes.
No, that went well. I think that was good. Let's see here. Where do we want to go?
How about Nikki? Nikki's got a good story on line 7.
All right. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Before I tell my story, I have to say, Bean, this is Nikki, the Pluto Never Forget girl. And
hi, Nikki.
I deeply regret my classless move and wish you would forgive me.
No worries, Nikki. What happened with you and a coworker?
Okay. So
Am I allowed to ask any follow-ups here to that last
question? Because we're all curious.
We don't want to derail this conversation.
Right, but am I allowed to say what?
Let's just say that a Kevin and Bean listener who was asking for Weenie Roast tickets.
Yes.
That's all. That's all it was.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. So, okay.
On her back?
And offering things?
All right. Sorry. All right,
no, that was the problem. Offering nothing.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Nikki. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I was working at this entertainment company, and I was the assistant to the president of the company, and he was this really, really powerful entertainment industry professional, and he was super charismatic, and I was kind of into him, but I was fighting it, and he came on to me one night, and I was sort of thought, like, don't you kind of lose your job either way if you, like, turn down the boss, or if you sleep with him? You lose your job either way,
It right? could happen, sure.
At least you're covered one way, though, and that's if you don't.
Yeah, sort of. But I ended up sleeping with him.
You went with it? Okay, good.
Yeah. And I ended up, like, falling madly in love with him. And we had this really good relationship. And at some point along the line, I got my roommate a job at that company. And he was kind of into her, and I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he started saying, you know, Nikki, our relationship's getting more serious, and we can't be together in public. I wish you would quit your job so that we could be together in public.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll give you money so you can live off of for a while, and then I'll help you find a job. So I'm like, okay, I'll quit. So I quit. He promotes this other girl to his assistant.
Your roommate?
Yeah. And it turns out they were sleeping together the whole time, and he was just manipulating me out of my job.
Dude.
He wins.
That guy's awesome.
He wins.
Maybe you ought to be asking him for Weenie Rose tickets.
He wins.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Ralph Garman on vacation this week. We continue to walk the showbiz beat for you. I think, by the way, tomorrow we're going to have some guest showbiz beaters. I think some of the other members of the Kevin and Bean team are going to be in. Everybody but Lisa gets a shot at it, as I understand how it works.
That's the rules.
Why not? Why can't I do it?
Because Lisa does too much Broadway and too much Brothers and Freaking Sisters. That's why.
I can't help if that's in the news.
Well, it's
every
not going to be.
Hey, earlier I was talking about the New York Daily News interview with Sharon Stone, who said she doesn't appreciate being called a cougar, even though she is, shall we say delicately, a woman of a certain age who dates younger men.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She says she doesn't think it's fair. She says it makes women appear as if they're looking at men as prey and gaining something from it, and wonders why there's not a similar term for aging men who date younger girls. Now, I said at the time, well, they're just called men. I mean, that's the answer there. But I heard from a bunch of listeners who say that there are, in fact, names for the male cougar. Now, you tell me if you've heard either of these. A bunch of people wrote in and said that the male equivalent, according to TMZ.com, of a cougar is a hyena. I have never heard that. But the name I heard from the most listeners is Manther, which is a man plus panther. They're called Manthers.
I've never heard either of those.
All right.
I don't think either one of those are going to be catching on, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's probably true. Sarah Jessica Parker is really, really tired of her oats and when she throws a shoe. But she's also tired of people suggesting that her marriage to Matthew Broderick is not going to last. She's tired of it. She tells an entertainment website, showbizspy.com, that they're doing the best they can, and she promises they will be together in 25 years.
Well, no one can do that.
Oh, horse manure.
Now, that to me means they're going to break up by this weekend.
It sounds to me like they're in trouble, as far as I'm concerned.
That is not a promise anyone should feel confident making.
No.
Look, when a horse gets to a certain age, like 3, you don't race him anymore. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. I'm sorry. That's how it goes. Hey, here's some great news for you if you are a fan of the Tom Clancy books that featured CIA analyst Jack Ryan. They've had a string of very successful movies, including The Hunt for Red October with Alec Baldwin starring Harrison Ford. Did a couple of them with that character, Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger. Ben Affleck was in the last one called The Sum of All Fears.
By the way, that was a bad one, that last one.
It was.
Was it really? I didn't see it.
That was not good.
No.
Was it just a bad story or was he not good as Jack Ryan?
I think both of those things are true. Yeah.
Okay. It was a swing and a miss.
Well, they are talking about making another one. There are other books to be adapted, and this time it looks like Chris Pine, the guy who played Captain Kirk in the Star Trek movie, may be up for the Jack Ryan role, which I think he'd be really, really good at that.
I mean, I do too.
He's a great actor.
He impressed the hell out of me in that Star Trek movie. He is also, by the way, starring with Denzel Washington in the upcoming film Unstoppable, about a couple of guys trying to stop a runaway train. So he's got a pretty full plate right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been following the Roman Polanski story. He was arrested for raping a 13-year-old girl back in 1977.
Yes.
And they just, right, he raped her back in the 70s, but he was arrested just a month ago.
That isn't good for you.
So celebrities are taking sides. Jamie Foxx says if it was his kid, Roman Polanski would be dead right now. Yeah. But there are a few celebrities that are taking Roman Polanski's side. One is Penelope Cruz.
Interesting.
Yes.
Really?
One is Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And the last one, and the one that he probably doesn't want, is Woody Allen.
Yeah. Well, probably, you don't want Woody on your side.
Just write to Woody and go, hey, Woody, thanks for your support, but I'm good on my own.
What are they saying? Because his movies are good enough, he shouldn't have to do time for the crime? I mean, is that what it is? What's their defense of him?
They're not saying. I think all of the stuff that's come out, the girl doesn't care anymore,
doesn't want him prosecuted.
Got paid off.
And got paid off. And all of the circumstances make it kind of weak, but not everyone agrees. But I'm just saying, you don't want Woody Allen on your side.
No, you definitely don't, especially when it comes to who you're sleeping with, that's for sure. And speaking of Penelope Cruz, I'll close with this. It's not clear whether she is officially engaged or not, but she did show off a beautiful sapphire and diamond ring on that finger at a dinner Saturday night. The only reason I do this story, I don't frankly care whether Penelope Cruz gets married or not, is I just wonder what her boyfriend Javier Bardem has to say about it, because we're lucky enough to have him on the show.
Are we?
It's a beautiful ring, friend, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
That was worth it.
That was totally worth doing a story no one cares about?
Absolutely.
Just for that?
Nope.
All right, today's celebrity birthdays. I don't know why you'd care, but Harry Anderson from Night Court is 57 years old today.
Why would you do that?
Thomas Dolby turns 51. He's the guy who sang She Blinded Me with Science. And also, I think he made a ton of money. Mike, didn't he invent something? Didn't he have some sort of crazy musical invention that made him a ton of cash?
It sounds familiar.
I shouldn't have brought it up because there are listeners out there pounding the steering wheels because they know and I don't.
Yeah.
Usher is 31 today. Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks turns 35. The beautiful Stacey Keibler is 30 today. And a former James Bond and a terrific actor. He also starred in a great 60s TV show called The Saint. Roger Moore, he is 82 today, and that is the show. A
lot of people in the recording studio right there, a lot. It's 30 Seconds to Mars on the world-famous K-Rock at 25 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Sublime AFI straight ahead here on the Kevin Beach Show, and a final look at the showbiz beat. I forgot to do that story I teased you last hour about Megan Fox's new job, so I promise we will definitely get to that. Look, here's my whole thing. The band is back together. Mel Fon is back and rocking for the month of October. And, of course, we'll be making an appearance here on the Kevin and Bean Show again on Friday. I'm very much excited about that. But our drummer is out, as you know.
Yes.
Ralph Garman's on vacation.
Right.
Miss Cleo wants the job. Mm-hmm. Dave the King of Mexico wants the job. Yes. I'm willing to hear what they can do behind the kit. I'm willing to let them audition. There's no room in this band for Sam the Armenian Comedian.
I am with you 100%.
It's just not a possibility. He's Yoko Ono, man. He's going to come in here. He's going to break us up.
You guys,
that's a mistake.
You guys don't have open minds. You have to keep an open mind to stuff like this.
We just got the band back together. We can't break it up for another 30 years because of Sam.
Tear us apart.
I'm saying.
Do you understand
that's
that?
That's a possibility, but it's also a possibility that he'll help us take it to the next level.
I agree.
Right?
I don't think fame is worth this. Our friendships, you guys, they're on the line now.
No, Sam's like Ron Artest or like a young Dennis Rodman. Like, you know he could possibly cause damage, but he's so talented, you got to take a risk. He's just so talented.
All right, let's hear from the Armenian comedian who, of course, claims to be able to do lots of things well with evidence to the contrary in every single instance. What are you going to bring to the table if we let you join Mel Fon, Sam?
I'm trying to break the world of this music industry because I'm a massively talented person, and I visualize myself always in front of a huge crowd. And this is my chance to be on the huge crowd, and all the listeners miss me, they want me, they love me. And you're just hiding away. Are you just hiding away my talent? What is that?
That's the problem. That's what a lot of people accuse us of, hiding away your talent.
And let me interrupt you. The reason I'm in this show business because of my drumming. I'm a Ringo, second Ringo, believe me.
Sam, all the time we've known you, I don't believe you've drummed. You've done everything else. I mean, you have your little pan flute and you're a magician and you have all that stuff, but you never told us you were a drummer. How did that not come up?
Because I've been keeping a secret. One time I come and do on the studio drumming. Remember, I played the flute and the drum.
No, I don't remember that.
come on.
But I'm willing to admit that perhaps I forgot maybe the greatest drumming episode ever. So.
I'm a little concerned because I don't get the feeling that Sam thinks this is a joint effort. He thinks that he's going to be the star of the band. Don't you get that?
Point.
And that's not the case, Sam. It's all of us.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I am. Wait till I do my drum solo. Wait till you
Sam, here's the thing. Lisa just suggested that you're all about you, and you came back to that with wait for my drum solo. Now, we're suggesting that there's not going to be a drum solo because it's a team effort.
Yeah, I'm going to do team effort, and then, you know, you'll see my how capable I am. Believe me. You have
Sam,
to see me
have you heard our...
in my garage.
Okay, but stand by for this question. Have you heard our band Melphon yet? Have you been listening the last couple of Fridays?
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you sound pretty committed.
He's honest.
All right. How about this? I just got an email from Brad, who created the Facebook fan group for Melphon. He says he's going to regret his time invested in that website if we let Sam join the band and ruin it. How about that?
Uh-huh.
But see, he's still thinking small time. I mean, you have to see through that and see the talent that is Sam, the Armenian comedian. And like Mike says, sometimes it's worth the risk.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, buddy.
Sometimes it's worth the risk. That's all I'm saying. Not in this case, but sometimes it is.
Not in this case, as long as we can agree on that. All right, Sam, thanks for calling.
Hey, one thing. When I drive my car, I only steer my hand under the steering wheel, and then I am using only one leg to make a gas and then brake. And
that is a fantastic story and a very appropriate way to end this conversation.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that. That was great.
Ralph Garman is on vacation. We continue to take a look at the showbiz beat for you every single hour. And there is late-breaking news thanks to our friend Harvey Levin over at TMZ.com. He is keeping an eye on the prenup. Now, this is weird. The prenup between Lamar Odom of your Los Angeles Lakers and Khloe Kardashian, even though they have already had a wedding ceremony, the prenup has not been finalized. So what's it going to be? So far, it looks like Lamar is doing everything he can to make sure that his income will stay his separate property.
That's how it should be.
Which, by the way, is not how it is in most marriages, especially in the state of California, where everything is everybody's.
Right. That's why you have a prenup.
He could make up to $33 million over the next 4 years with the Los Angeles Lakers, and he is not going to allow that to become community property. So when they all break up in 8 months, as we're predicting, she's not going to be able to make half of it, you know, get half of his Lakers salary
right.
for the year.
She could eat through half of that salary pretty quickly.
Harvey also reports that Lamar is willing to give Khloe a yearly chunk of money, and that amount will remain static no matter how long that they are married. So basically, she's being paid to be his wife. She's getting an allowance is what it sounds like to me.
All right.
And a boost in her ratings.
Yeah.
And a boost in her ratings, exactly. So, hey, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I mean, she could be very happy with that. He could be very happy with that. It could be a win-win, but it is ongoing negotiations for the prenup.
Jessica Simpson apparently feels now that she's made a mistake sharing the loss of her dog Daisy on Twitter. She whined to MSNBC that there are people calling her home with false information about her multi-poo or whatever it was.
Are they looking for a reward or they're just torturing her?
I think they're just being funny.
Oh, man.
It's not funny to her, but I find it rather funny.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't be calling if it was just a random sign in a neighborhood right. And they didn't know the person. But when the word got out that it was Jessica Simpson who was looking for her dog, now people go, hey, we have a chance to call and harass her. Let's call her and say, how about those Cowboys or whatever they're saying to her.
Right.
How about those Cowboys? I don't think it's what they're saying. But her dog got snatched by a coyote, and she kept going on Twitter talking about it. So now people are calling with false information.
Are they finding parts of her dog?
I found the front paw. I've got it if you want to come get it.
She seems, I don't know, Jessica Simpson, she seems dumb. Too dumb to keep a dog alive, to tell you the truth. Like,
yeah.
She seems like the type who'd forget to feed it. I don't know. Let's talk about our friend Megan Fox, shall we?
Megan Fox.
She is, what was that? What did I just hear?
I don't know.
Bad things.
A mashup.
She is back in the news because she has signed a contract to model for Armani. Now, this is fantastic news, you guys, because apparently she is replacing Victoria Beckham in the Armani underwear ads.
Oh!
Really?
Oh, good.
Giorgio Armani has tapped Megan Fox, that's not a euphemism, to feature in the new Emporio Armani underwear and Armani jeans campaigns. And the ad goes on to say that she will be taking over the underwear part as well, which means there's going to be photos of Megan Fox in underwear.
I sort of have a boner.
I'm just
just saying.
Oh, that boy. Got
creepy quick.
Best news of all time.
Man, that got bad.
I'm just saying it's always good news when Megan Fox gets a job. That's all.
Is it good news when Tara Reid is talking about being in Playboy again?
Well,
is that good news?
With the airbrushing they can do, she'll probably look fabulous. Right?
Yes. Yes. She's had a lot of bad plastic surgery.
Yes, she has.
She's had liposuction problems. She had boob job trouble.
Yeah.
And she has managed to take a package that was pretty hot in the beginning.
Right.
And make it less so.
That yes, she did that.
A lot of alleged drinking at all hours of the alleged
day. There's that, too.
Well, she says she has already shot the photos for Playboy, so it's a question of seeing when they come out and their celebrity issue. But I think Lisa's right. I think Playboy is the king of airbrushing, and they're going to figure out a way to make her look good and look nothing like she really looks naked. So I guess that magazine of fantasy, so why not? The nominations were announced yesterday morning for the American Music Awards. Paula Abdul, Snoop Dogg, and Adam Lambert of American Idol fame made the announcement yesterday morning at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Taylor Swift was the big nominee winner, up for 6 awards this year. And that makes a lot of sense because she's alive and she's very popular and she makes hit records and videos. I bring that up in contrast to the person nominated second with the most awards is Michael Jackson, who's nominated for 5, who's doing none of those things.
He's nominated for 5 awards,
including Artist of the Year.
Now,
and didn't do a concert.
Right. Didn't release a record.
Didn't release a record and has no new music until this thing we heard this week, which isn't really even mostly his.
This is it.
This will be it. Uh-huh. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
All right.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
It just occurred to me that maybe they nominated him for that speech, which is the only thing he did live in the past year.
And turned out to be true.
That's true.
I think you're right. The only way American Music Awards can salvage this embarrassment is if they know something that we don't, and Michael Jackson strolls out on stage to accept the award. In the case of that
happening, if that happens, we will apologize.
I will apologize to them. That's for sure. I haven't seen it yet, but the ratings were just so-so on DJ AM's new MTV show. You know, there was a lot of controversy about whether or not they should even air this program or not. It's something that DJ AM shot, where he was going to help people on the show stay off drugs or get off drugs. Obviously, it didn't work out that well for him because he did. But they did start airing the show this past week, and they pulled in only about 500,000 viewers. Mike, you got a chance to see some of that DJ AM show. Did you think that it was handled pretty tastefully, or did it leave a bad taste in your mouth after you saw it?
I did think that MTV handled it as tastefully as they could. They re-recorded endings where the people that Adam helped out, or DJ AM helped out, they actually gave a message to him, a posthumous message, thanking him for what he had done. But it was just so difficult to watch because he was so sincere about keeping kids off drugs and his own recovery and knowing what we know now. It was just so difficult to watch.
So just
show.
Too heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a brutal show to watch.
Hmm. The show is called Gone Too Far. And maybe they should call it Gone Too Soon, but it does seem like he was not capable of following his own good advice, I guess. This is definitely a case of do as I say, not as I do, I guess. But they MTV says they are going to air the remaining episodes, so I guess we'll see. And one more note, if you don't get Showtime, you might reconsider Californication as Dave Duchovny's hit show over there. It airs on Sunday nights. It's a pretty good show. We've been lucky enough to have Dave on the show on our program a few times talking about it. And they gave birth to a new star this past Sunday night. Her name is Eva Amuri.
Yeah.
And she is definitely worth Googling if you've not seen her scene yet from Californication. Because she's way naked and she's playing a stripper who's also a student in Dave Duchovny's character Hank's teaching class.
I'm not really unfamiliar with the pole.
What's interesting, the Hollywood showbiz connection here is that her mom is Oscar-winning actor Susan Sarandon, who was asked by the San Francisco Chronicle, hey, how about your hot daughter playing a stripper on TV? What do you think? She says, well, she plays a woman who, as far as I can tell, is really in charge of her life, and she's not a victim. So it sounded to me like it would be a blast. And I have to agree with Susan Sarandon saying I have no problems with her daughter doing nudity on TV.
I have to agree as well. It was a very well-done scene.
And she looks awesome.
She's very convincing as a stripper. And
she
kudos.
Is outstanding. Yeah, well, well done. So you might want to definitely check out the Californication. Today's celebrity birthdays, one of the most famous James Bonds. I don't know how many movies he did, but it had to be six or eight as 007. Roger Moore turns 82 today and is still working as an actor. We also have Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks turning 35 today. Singer Usher is 31. Stacey Keibler from Dancing with the Stars. One of the most beautiful women on television. She is 30. What's she doing now? What's Stacey Keibler up to these days?
I don't know.
She's being all leggy and hot.
Yeah.
How about a little bit more of her on my TV lately? Isaac Mizrahi, plenty of him on TV. Can't get away from that dude on the TV. He's 48 years old today. Thomas Dolby of She Blinded Me with Science fame is 51. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We have Daniel Tosh on the program in the studio from Tosh.0, which is a great show on Comedy Central. If you haven't seen it yet, very, very funny. We're going to have some drum auditions for Melfon, I believe, tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
You were dead. You died. That happened. You were dead for a time. And now you're not so much. We're going to need to talk to you tomorrow as well. We're going to talk sports with Petros Papadakis. We got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices and Celebrity Twitter all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Don't go away, though, because Kat Corbett is up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including some great new stuff. Manhattan is the new one from Kings of Leon. You'll hear that. The latest from Foo Fighters' greatest hits, their new song called Wheels. And how about new Pearl Jam, too? That's all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.